The City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As restrictions continue to be lifted at Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
There's Lester Holt, basically undermining journalism.
I think it's become clearer that fairness is overrated. Well, before you run off and tweet that headline, let me explain a bit. The idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in. That the sun sets in the west is a fact. Any contrary view does not deserve our time or attention. Providing an open platform for misinformation, for anyone to come say whatever they want, especially when issues of public health and safety are at stake, can be quite dangerous.
Now, listen, there do have to be limits to what you think should be reported, because you can't report literally every view on every single issue. There's just not time. But the problem here is that when innate bias comes in, when inherent bias comes in, you know, the sort of confirmation bias that you see in the media all the time, the natural tendency for people on the left is to assume that everybody on the right is saying stuff that is not true and everybody on the left is telling you the truth. And that is generally a lie. It is generally a lie. The Biden administration has been lying like a rug since they entered office, and yet they've been given all the credibility that is unwarranted. And yet if you take an opposing point of view, then this is treated as somehow misinformation. And the natural result of this is silencing. This is why Facebook and Instagram have now non-personed Trump, according to the UK Daily Mail. Facebook and Instagram have actually removed a Donald Trump interview with his daughter-in-law, Lara, in another sign of the left-leaning Silicon Valley giants canceling the former president. In the interview, Trump tore into social media and the mainstream media for suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. He criticized President Biden's green agenda and railed against cancel culture, which he said obliterates U.S. culture. He did this for The Right View, which is Lara's show. During the 18-minute interview, Trump also spoke about running for president again in 2024. Lara had been promoting it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter beforehand. At 9:26 p.m. on Tuesday night, 4 minutes before it was due to be uploaded, Facebook emailed Lara's team warning them it would be removed if it went live. At 9:51 p.m., they emailed again to say they had taken it down. Trump has been banned from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram since the January 6th riots, cut off from his supporters, unable to get messages to them in the way he did before. In their email, the Facebook employee said, quote, content posted in the voice of President Trump is not currently allowed on our platforms, including new posts with President Trump speaking, and will be removed. Okay, we're no longer talking about Trump's accounts having been suspended here, which, by the way, should not have been done. We are not talking about Trump putting out via his own auspices his point of view. We are talking about a person who has not been banned interviewing Trump and that content being taken down. That is wild stuff. That is the description of unpersoning, as in like George Orwell's 1984. That is an accurate description of what is going on right now. Trump's interview with Lara was the first time he'd been seen on camera since he left office. He'd been phoning into Fox News to share his opinions. They haven't explained why it is that his actual face has to just be taken down. You can't actually hear the voice of the former president of the United States on an outlet that is not his own. That's pretty incredible stuff. But I guess that falls under the rubric for the media of you can't have people lying. You can't have people lying. And here is the thing. It is only certain types of lies that the media get very upset with. Other types of lies, they are happy to facilitate. They are happy to promulgate themselves. We'll get to that in just 1 second. But first, attention, savvy investors. Looking for predictable monthly cash flow? Is a 10% annualized immediate monthly payout good for starters? How about bonuses targeted to 21%? If you want the safety and security of a real estate investment, but without the hassles of being a landlord, you've probably heard of NRIA. NRIA is an industry-leading real estate development firm in its 15th year developing strategically located, low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods based on supply-demand imbalance. They are a great fit for safety-oriented investors who want cash flow and diversification into carefully chosen real estate. Learn more about NRIA Real Estate Development Fund at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That is 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. Okay, so it is only certain types of lies that the media are unwilling to report. It is only certain types of perspectives the media are willing to silence. If the Biden administration lies and lies and lies again, the media will sometimes report that it's a lie, although it'll take them quite a while. But mostly they will amplify the lie until at the bottom of page 813, they add a little correction at the bottom. So to take an example, The media have lied over and over and over about this Georgia voting bill. Why? Well, because the Democrats have been lying over and over and over about this Georgia voting bill. This Georgia voting bill is not a transformative bill. In fact, in some ways, it actually broadens the ability for people to vote. The only thing that the bill does in terms of, quote unquote, limiting people's ability to vote, and it doesn't limit anybody's ability to vote, is it requires voter ID. It requires voter ID for absentee ballots, which makes sense because you don't want people voting without being able to verify who they are. It actually lengthens voting hours in certain places. And it says you're not allowed to bribe people in line. This much ballyhooed line about how you're not allowed to give people water in line. No, you are allowed to give people water in line, just not within a certain distance of the polling place and as, quote unquote, a gift. Okay, that is what the language of the statute suggests. It is not about somebody stepping out of line to get a cup of water or something, or you sending a member of your family to go get a cup of water. That is not what this is talking about. It's talking about a guy with a Biden t-shirt walking up to everybody at the front of the line and handing them a water bottle that says Biden 2024. Right? That is what the bill is talking about. But the administration has been lying about this because they have to create a myth. It remains incredible to me that the media have suggested since November 6th that voter fraud and voter irregularity, these are things that do not exist. And if you even suggest they exist, then you have to be banned from social media. However, what does exist is voter suppression when there is literally no evidence of widespread voter suppression in the United States. None. None. Okay. Anybody who tells you there's widespread voter suppression in the United States is lying to you. But because the media love the agenda, because the media are interested in the agenda, they will promote that lie at all costs. They're happy to promote. They are excited to promote that lie. They love that lie. That lie is super wonderful, according to the media. Because after all, that's how they promote things like the For the People Act, H.R. 1, which is a complete federal takeover of voting procedures, a loosening of federal procedures, a mandate of ballot harvesting across the country, which, as I say, is the single greatest opportunity for voter fraud and irregularity that I've ever seen. They need to promote a false crisis in order to push a particular solution. It's the same thing, by the way, that the CDC is now doing with regard to COVID. So we know for a fact, according to the data, that people who are vaccinated are generally not transmitting the disease. When I say generally, I mean it is extraordinarily rare for people who have been vaccinated to either be able to get COVID in the first place or to transmit COVID. In fact, the CDC had said that earlier this week. Earlier this week, Rochelle Walensky of the CDC openly explained that if you're vaccinated, you're not passing it. Well, today, the CDC walked it back. The CDC walked it back not based on the data and not based on the science. They walked it back because Joe Biden wants another two rounds of tranche spending. He wants another two tranches of spending, and he can't get that spending done unless crisis mentality is on the table. Well, the same thing is true when it comes to voting. The left has to promote the lie that there is widespread voter suppression across the country. This is why everybody gets very angry when I point out that there is no widespread voter suppression across the country. Like, the evidence of widespread voter suppression is significantly less than the evidence that there is voter fraud and irregularity across the country. And there ain't that much evidence of widespread voter fraud and irregularity across the country. And it's coming from somebody who didn't believe that stuff. Okay, but if you mention that, then again, the goal here is it's about what Democrats want to do. So what crisis, what fake crisis do we have to generate today in order to generate support for this piece of wide-ranging legislation that we don't actually need? Coming up, Jen Psaki, press secretary for Joe Biden, just lies about the Georgia voter bill, which is totally fine because she's, you know, a member of the Biden administration. That's coming up. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Jen Psaki, the most refreshing White House press secretary, so honest, so transparent, she's just lying about the Georgia voter bill now. Certain lies in pursuance of the goal, that's okay, according to the media. So Jen Psaki, remember, how refreshing. She was transparent. Never forget, when Jen Psaki entered office, when the Biden administration entered office, there was a spate of articles about how Jen Psaki was super honest, even though she had been a liar during the Obama administration. About how this Biden administration was going to be incredibly transparent. They are significantly less transparent than the Trump administration. About how this was going to be a refreshing new day. The professionals were here. They were in charge. And now the media have changed their tune. But only to the extent that many in the media, like Jen Rubin over at the Washington Post, will suggest that the real problem is that people keep asking questions. Just stop asking questions, guys. Okay, so yesterday, Jen Psaki went to the White House podium, and she just started lying openly about this Georgia law. Now, Biden has lied so openly that even the Washington Post, which loves Joe Biden, which carries around a drool cup, for Joe Biden, which is second in the human centipede to Joe Biden, which is a messy job. Even the Washington Post had given four Pinocchios the other day because he suggested that the Georgia law had somehow limited voting hours, which is simply not true. They'd given four Pinocchios for that. That didn't stop Jen Psaki from getting out there and lying about it again. She doesn't know anything about the Georgia voting law. All she knows is that it's bad, and she knows it's bad because they're pushing H.R. 1, and because this is a wonderful way of suggesting to black Americans that somehow their votes won't be counted in Georgia, a state in which two Democratic senators were just elected, in large measure because of increased black turnout. Here's Jen Psaki lying about the Georgia voting bill.
It also makes it so that outside groups can't provide water or food to people in line, right?
No.
It makes it more difficult to absentee vote.
No.
Are those things all correct?
Voting on the day of is 7 to 7, and early voting can standardize adding Saturday and Sunday. So my question is the tone going to change out of the White House? Or
the tone for a bill that limits voting access and makes it more difficult for people to engage in voting in Georgia?
No, that's actually not what the governor of Georgia has said.
Well, I think that is not based in fact what the governor of Georgia has said. So, no, our tone is not changing.
Your tone is not changing because you are lying. You are lying. It is not true. Okay, the fact is they've expanded the voting ability on Sundays, for example. In New Jersey, you can vote, I think, 9 days before an election. In Georgia, it's 17 days. Is New Jersey engaged in Jim Crow voter suppression? Of course not. Okay, but it's never about whether the Democrats are telling the truth. It's about how they wield power. This is what I started with. When it comes to the culture war, it's about the wielding of power, particularly power outside the government now. Because what the left has realized is that they have to play an inside-outside game. What they have to do is gain government power by essentially telling private industry that if they go along to get along, they will be the last people eaten. The Democratic Party is an alligator, and corporations have decided they are going to feed the alligator so as to not be eaten. They'll be eaten last. Yeah, but the thing is, they're not going to be eaten last. So how does this manifest? It manifests in major corporations like Delta and Coca-Cola just being completely dishonest. So Delta and Coca-Cola have decided that they are very angry with the Georgia voter law. Now, one thing that you will note here is that Delta and Coca-Cola had nothing to say about the Georgia voter law until after it was passed. They had nothing to say about it. So they're perfectly fine with the voter law. It is only now that there is blowback from the left that they've decided they are going to cave to the woke left. They're going to do whatever the left wants them to do. As Karen Townsend writes over at Hot Air, the manufactured outrage over Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signing voting law reform has reached the point of satisfying no one now. The backlash includes black executives facing a very basic question, along with CEOs of large corporations who are now opposing the bill. Where were you when the bill was being written and debated in the state legislature? Why is opposition only happening after the governor signed the legislation into effect? So Delta put out a statement. The airline put out a statement condemning the voter bill. Now, I have a question. What the hell does Delta have to do with anything? Delta is an employer in Georgia. Yeah, so it's like Bob's Burger. Who the hell cares what Delta has to say about anything? They are an airline. They have nothing to say about various voter ID restrictions. Like, does Delta sound off on every piece of legislation or only the legislation where people on the woke left bitch a lot? And I think the answer is pretty obvious here. Delta had made only general statements, according to the New York Times, in support of voting rights last week. They had declined to take a position on the legislation, which, by the way, is the proper attitude because they are a private business. It's so funny. The same left that will tell you that it is corporate corruption to donate money from a corporation to a candidate will tell you that every corporation has to openly sound off in support of their policies or be forced into a position of being boycotted. Their failure to condemn the bill. It wasn't even that they backed the bill. Their failure to condemn the bill drew fierce criticism as well as protests at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport and calls for a boycott. And because Delta pansied out, they decided to cave to this stuff. On Wednesday, Ed Bastian, Delta's chief executive, made a stark reversal. Quote, I need to make it crystal clear that the final bill is unacceptable and does not match Delta's values. You know what he should have said to all of these protesters? You're not buying tickets anyway. No one gives a crap what you have to say. You think anybody is seriously boycotting Delta? The great lie about these boycotts is that they work. They do not work. The amount of actual financial damage done by the so-called boycotters in virtually all of these scenarios is nearly nothing. It is just that Delta doesn't feel like dealing with the bad publicity from the left, and the left is super loud, and the media are super annoying, and so they feel like, okay, well, if I buy them off with some statement about Georgia law that doesn't actually change Georgia law today, maybe they'll leave me alone. Except they won't. They know that they've got your neck in the noose, and now they're just going to tighten the noose. Every time Georgia does anything that they don't like, you are going to be expected to side with the woke. If Georgia passes a law protecting human life in the womb, you are going to be expected to sound off about how terrible Georgia is, Ed Bastian, and they're going to bully you until you either leave the state or until you declare that you are openly in favor of Democrats being elected. We moved real fast from your speech is violence to silence is violence. Right? This is the game the left like to play, is that if you speak out in a way they don't like, that is a form of violence. But also, if you stay silent, that is also violence. In other words, the only way they will let you off the hook is if you become part of the Borg, is if you start to mirror the woke mob. Coca-Cola had also declined to take a position on the legislation before it passed because they are a soda company. They made a similarly worded statement. James Quincy, Coca-Cola's chief executive, said, I want to be crystal clear. The Coca-Cola company does not support this legislation as it makes it harder for people to vote, not easier. That is just a lie. There is nothing in the bill that makes it difficult to vote. I'm sorry. You need to show an ID to buy a bottle of beer in Georgia. You should have to show ID in order to vote. Your voting actually impacts the country in a way that you being a drunk does not. This is ridiculous nonsense. Less than a day before the abrupt reversals, a group of prominent black executives called on companies to publicly oppose a wave of similarly restrictive voting bills Republicans are advancing in almost every state. They are not restrictive voting bills. There's nothing here that makes it incredibly difficult to vote. This is just, it's sheer ridiculousness. There are people all around the world who have actually had to brave bullets to vote. I'm sorry, you stood in line for an additional 45 minutes to vote? That does not count as voter suppression. I'm sorry, you actually had to find an ID? My God, you have an ID? Oh no, that's clear. None of this is suppression of the vote. But it doesn't matter, it's not about that, it's about the narrative. The narrative is that if you want to push any form of voter verification, this means that you're a racist. All this plays into the broader white supremacy lie that is being promulgated every single day by the left and the equity lie pushed by the Biden administration. Coming up, the left has now hijacked the corporate world to get them involved in politics in ways that they like. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The Ramsey Show. Talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do?
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Okay, just a few months ago, Nike and Coca-Cola, Woke-a-Cola here, that says that it is a human rights violation to show voter ID, and that it is a deep brutality, what is happening in Georgia. Coca-Cola was lobbying against a bill that would crack down on forced labor in Zhejiang, according to the New York Times. Quote, Nike and Coca-Cola are among the major companies and business groups lobbying Congress to weaken a bill that would ban imported goods made with forced labor in China's Zhejiang region, according to congressional staff members and other people familiar with the matter. The legislation, called the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, has become the target of multinational companies, including Apple. Lobbyists have fought to water down some of its provisions, arguing that while they strongly condemn forced labor and current atrocities in Zhejiang, the act's ambitious requirements could wreak havoc on supply chains that are deeply embedded in China. Human rights groups and news reports have linked many multinational corporations to suppliers there, including tying Coca-Cola to sugar sourced from Zhejiang. So, just to get this straight, Coca-Cola is fine with forced labor in Zhejiang so long as they get the sugar from Zhejiang. But being based in Georgia, as Coca-Cola is, or as Delta is, and Coca-Cola having the temerity to pass a voter law that does not prevent people from voting, that, of course, is a major, major problem. Remember, Woke-a-Cola is so woke, they openly thanked China on the pandemic. Quote, this is Kurt Ferguson, the president of Coca-Cola for Greater China and Korea. Quote, thank you very much to the government. With your quick, decisive actions, once again, thank you. You've really controlled the worldwide epidemic and should be very much congratulated for all of your hard work. That was in March of 2020. Yeah, they did a great job containing COVID, as it turns out. All of this is about leveraging social pressure from the outside in order to cow legislators into submission and mostly in order to cow voters. It's not about Coke. It is not about Delta. It's about Coke and Delta saying things to force you into submission. It's about you, the employee of Coca-Cola. It is about you, the employee of Delta. It is about you, the normal citizen of Georgia, who's now being told by all of the leaders in your society, from corporations to churches to newspapers to your government, that you are a bad person if you support this Georgia legislation. This is why you have Joe Biden, moderate Joe Biden. Remember, he's not a culture warrior. Remember, the Democrats are never culture warriors. Only these Republicans with their stupid culture wars. Joe Biden said on ESPN that Major League Baseball should relocate their All-Star game from Atlanta in order to punish Georgia for having passed this voter ID law. Now, this is nothing new. You've seen the left attempt to do this before. The NCAA attempted to remove basketball games from North Carolina when a bill passed that would have prevented localities from allowing biological men into women's bathrooms. So you've seen private industry attempt to leverage legislation that they like or that they don't like. Now Biden is encouraging this. This is the inside-outside game. MLB, you know, we're in charge of the government. It would be really great if you guys would really use your leverage in order to do what we want. And corporations, which again, are not about freedom. This is the dirty secret. People on the right, because they believe that corporations and big business, they are business and they are free enterprise institutions. They believe that those people who run those corporations are into free enterprise. That is not the case. They're into profit. There's a difference between profit and free enterprise. Free enterprise is the idea that there should be fewer regulations generally, even if that hurts your business, because you ought to compete in the marketplace. Many corporate heads are not in favor of that. Many corporate heads are in favor of subsidies from the government. They're in favor of tax breaks from the government. They're in favor of the government patting them on the head and working with them to suppress their competition. So corporations are deeply afraid of the government and are happy to work with the government if the government pats them on the head and gives them a Scooby treat. So Joe Biden is doing that right now. Remember, Major League Baseball is in fact reliant on antitrust exemptions that have been granted by the federal government. So they do have something to fear here. So Joe Biden says that Major League Baseball should relocate their All-Star game. The politicization of every area of American life, because Democrats hope to weaponize every institution in American life. This is why you feel under assault. This is why the culture wars matter. Here's Joe Biden saying something utterly immoderate. Old Joe here. Moderate old Joe.
What do you think about the possibility that baseball decides to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta because of this political issue?
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that. People look to them. They're leaders. Look at what's happened with the NBA as well. This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states.
That is such a despicable statement. Jim Crow, as in, like, black people and white people can't use the same water fountains? As in, like, you know, let's unofficially allow people to go and terrorize black people so they can't vote? You know how disgusting it is that this perverse elderly gentleman keeps suggesting that what is happening in Georgia is in any way akin to Jim Crow? It's an absurdity at the highest level. It's a devaluation of how evil Jim Crow was, and it's a degradation of who Georgians are. It's disgusting. And the fact that he's allowed to get away with the Jim Crow, is there going to be any fact check from the media? Is Lester Holt going to do a fact check on the differences between Jim Crow, where he had segregated schools, and a voting law that applies to every single person in Georgia who can vote? Of course you won't get that fact check. There's only one side of the aisle matters when it comes to truth and fact-checking. Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, he points out, this is all ridiculous. The hell are you talking about?
What Joe Biden needs to do is look at the side-by-side of Georgia and Delaware. You know, he's focused on trying to get Major League Baseball to pull the game out of Georgia, which is ridiculous. If you look at these comparisons, the state of Delaware has no in-person early voting. We have 17 days. In Georgia, you don't have to have an excuse to get an absentee ballot by mail. In Delaware, you do. We have drop boxes. Delaware does not. And if you want to get a bottle of water while you're standing in line in Georgia, you can absolutely do that. The elections officials can help you with that. But you can't do that in Delaware because they don't have early voting.
Okay, and yet this is not the line you will hear from the media. You'll hear from the media that this is like Jim Crow. Anybody who tells you like this is like Jim Crow, anybody who says that should immediately be cast out of the public conversation for being a damned liar. It is a damned lie. And the media are telling that lie over and over. They're allowing Joe Biden to tell that lie over and over. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And when Joe Biden says that we should have athletes lead the way here, and then he praises the NBA. Yeah, I noticed a few things about the NBA over the past, you know, few years. I noticed, for example, that if you're in the NBA and you're anti-Semitic and you're Kevin Durant or you're LeBron James, you get totally away with it. I noticed also that if you're Kevin Durant or LeBron James or anybody else in the NBA and you put equity on the back of your basketball jersey, this means that you can then just laugh and cash the check while China subjects Hong Kong to complete tyranny. I also noticed that you can bitch and moan about lack of equal pay, and then you can take home your $43 million check while Sue Bird of the Seattle Storm is taking home $215,000. You're a bunch of damned hypocrites. You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous on your face. It's insane. And these are our moral leaders. But again, it's all about creating a culture in which we pretend that these people are our moral leaders and the media backing this to the hilt. Now, there are ways that people on the right can fight back and should fight back. The good news is that some Georgian legislators are now pushing back on some of this corporate nonsense, the corporate echoing of woke garbage lies. According to The Hill, Georgia Republicans on Wednesday took a last-minute swipe at Delta after the company's chief executive criticized a massive measure overhauling voting rules. In the waning hours of the legislative session, the Georgia State House passed a bill to repeal a tax break on jet fuel aimed squarely at one of the state's largest companies and the largest operator flights into and out of Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. You know what? Good. Seriously, good. In the past, I'd be very much opposed to legislators basically giving privileges or denying privilege based on politics. But once these corporations start to simply echo the lies of the left and they start to use their thumb and put it on the political scale, then legislators are well within their rights to say, listen, you don't like it? There go your special privileges. You want special privileges from the left? You get to deal with them now. Enjoy. Dan Patrick, who's the lieutenant governor of Texas, he just came out similarly today, and he smacked American Airlines because American Airlines put out a statement ripping on Senate Bill 7 in Texas, which is a bill dealing with voter ID, for example. He put out a statement. He said, Texans are fed up with corporations that don't share our values trying to dictate public policy. The majority of Texans support maintaining the integrity of our elections. That's why I made it a priority this legislative session. Senate Bill 7 includes comprehensive reforms that will ensure voting in Texas is consistent, statewide, and secure. By the way, this is the same American Airlines that in 2017 led the fight to try to force us to allow boys to play girls' sports in Texas and take away their scholarships. They're probably still fighting for that today. It's likely they have not read Senate Bill 29 either. If corporations are going to become political, then they are going to be subjected to the same sort of scrutiny as everybody else in the political space. And that's the way this works. You don't get to dip your toe in without actually entering the waters. And you certainly don't get to do that on a one-sided political, along one-sided political lines, and then hope that the other side just doesn't smack you. The right's going to have to smack back. It's the only way that this is going to work. Because otherwise, this is just going to continue. Meanwhile, when it comes to border policy, the Biden administration simply has no plan at the border. They're not going to do anything at the border. Their encouragement, their open encouragement of people to surge at the border. Yes, it's a surge, AOC, and it doesn't mean insurgent. It's a surge. It means lots of people are coming to the border. That is an overt policy. It was created by the Biden administration. Now they're denying it, but they have no plan to solve it. Here's retired acting ICE director Tom Homan pointing out that Joe Biden was briefed and knew that his changes in policy would actually create this surge.
This was totally preventable. No, the Biden administration, the incoming administration was briefed. They said if you end these programs, we're going to see a surge like you've never seen before. They were briefed by leadership at ICE, at CBP. I've talked to the people that briefed them. And so they knew this would happen. Look, Brian, I wrote an op-ed in July of last year saying this would happen at the end of these policies. They knew what they were doing. Again, this isn't incompetence. This isn't, you know, bad management. This is open borders.
That is correct. In fact, how open are the borders right now? How bad is the situation? Border agency released videos of toddlers being chucked over the New Mexico border wall, like physically thrown over the New Mexico border wall. So what we're about to show next is a disturbing footage, but you're about to see smugglers literally throwing babies, throwing toddlers. There they are, sitting on top of the wall and literally just dropping toddlers. It's like maybe a 10-foot drop, 12-foot drop there. You can see the toddlers lying on the ground. There they are, sitting right there on top of that border wall. And boom, just dropping a toddler. So, no problems here. Everything is fine. Everything is good. Jen Psaki was asked about this. She had no answers other than, I don't like that babies are being thrown. How about this? How about you actually create some policy that disincentivizes babies from being thrown across the border? You know, it turns out that you are the party in the White House. It turns out that you are running policy right now. Here's Jen Psaki with no answers.
I've seen the video, and I think any of us who saw the video were incredibly alarmed by the steps of smugglers, ones that we have been quite familiar with, that we've spoken out about our concerns about. As Secretary Mayorkas said, the inhumane way smugglers abuse children while profiting off parents' desperation is criminal and morally reprehensible. There's a lot of issues and steps we need to take to address root causes. So, of course, our concern is for the safety of these kids.
No, it isn't. It isn't. If your concern were for the safety of the kids, you'd be disincentivizing people from chucking kids over the border. I mean, you literally have made no policy recommendations. And by the way, the radical left of your party is openly open borders. Ilhan Omar, who, again, poses on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine with Nancy Pelosi, she says we have a moral and legal responsibility to provide opportunity for kids who are being chucked across the border. That's not going to increase the surge at the border or anything. Here's Ilhan Omar.
They're here because they are seeking asylum and looking for a shot at the American dream. A lot of them have family members here already that they're looking to reconnect that they haven't seen and have been separated from for a really long time. And so to me, this really is a reminder that we have a moral and legal responsibility to provide that opportunity for these kids.
No, we have a legal responsibility to reunite them with their parents. We have a legal responsibility to reunite them with the parents who sent them across the desert. That we do have a legal responsibility to do. What we don't have a legal responsibility to do.
Al Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So you thought we were spending too much money already. Well, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez would like you to know, you don't know anything. We need to spend more, much more, $10 trillion more. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, in the aftermath of Joe Biden suggesting that we spend, you know, $2 trillion on mostly useless crap, including $80 billion for a monorail. I like trains, but unlike Pete Buttigieg, that does not make me qualified to be Secretary of Transportation. What I do know is that spending $80 billion on rail is the stupidest thing that I have heard recently. It is idiocy. As Dan McLaughlin points out over at National Review, everything that comes from Washington, D.C. costs more than the price tag. If you take that $2 trillion number at face value and combine it With the $1.9 trillion Biden and the Democrats spent in their COVID relief bill, we are talking about $32,000 of new spending for every household in the United States. That's more than all the wealth of all the nation's billionaires put together. You put that on top of our annual $4.48 trillion budget before you add in another $2 trillion on education, childcare, and social program spending reportedly on the way. AOC says the Biden plan is not nearly enough. Here's AOC saying, you know what we need? We need $10 trillion. $10 trillion, because money has no meaning anymore. The rules of gravity have been suspended. That's the magic of Joe Biden. Here is AOC saying, we don't need two. We don't need four. We don't need six. We need $10 trillion.
We're talking about realistically $10 trillion over 10 years. And I know that may be an eye-popping figure for some people, but we need to understand that we are in a devastating economic moment. Millions of people in the United States are unemployed. We have a truly crippled healthcare system and a planetary crisis on our hands, and we're the wealthiest nation in the history of the world. So we can do $10 trillion.
We can do $10 trillion, says AOC, who's never run a business in her life. Sure, why not? After all, we can surge that. Sorry, you can't surge money. You can't surge as our insurgency. You want to give these morons more power? I'm never going to get over that. I'm never going to get over the fact there are so many morons who want to give morons power. It's incredible to me. By the way, James Clyburn, he's admitting that this infrastructure bill, this $2 trillion infrastructure bill, contains no infrastructure. Here he is explaining.
It has to do with educating our children. It has to do with taking care of the elderly. I don't understand. We aren't Eskimos. We aren't going to be carrying our elderly people out.
Is that infrastructure? That's what I'm saying. And does it blur the line so that you're losing support you might otherwise get if you kept it just focused on that?
It says the American Jobs Plan. The American Jobs Plan. This is all about jobs. It's not just about building buildings.
Okay, so in other words, this is just us spending a buttload of money. And Democrats are all for it. Why not? There are no limits. Okay, meanwhile, I have not commented on this Matt Gaetz story all week because the details are still coming out. But if indeed he was moving minors across state lines to have sex with them, that is a criminal act. He should go to jail. That's my entire take. You got it. That's the whole take. As far as the question is whether he's being extorted, he claims that he was being extorted by somebody. That will come out in the wash as well. I have a very consistent rule on these things. If you commit a crime, you should go to jail for the crime. And if you were extorted, then that person should go to jail for the crime. So people have been asking, like, what do you think about this? That's what I think about it. I have no other thoughts. If Andrew Cuomo committed a crime, he should go to jail. Anybody who commits crime should go to jail. I have a very consistent standard on this stuff. According to ABC News, the federal investigation targeting Republican Representative Matt Gaetz is specifically looking into whether he and an associate in his home state of Florida provided cash or other things of value to women they had sex with after connecting online, the New York Times first reported on Thursday evening. Gaetz's associate, former local politician Joel Greenberg, was indicted last year for allegedly trafficking a teenage girl for sex in 2017. The DOJ is also trying to determine whether Gaetz had sex with the 17-year-old, according to sources. Greenberg pled not guilty to the charges. The details of the investigation were first reported by the New York Times 2 days after the paper revealed an investigation was underway. Gaetz's office did not respond to requests for comment. Earlier this week, Gaetz insisted on Fox News he never had a relationship with a 17-year-old. He said such allegations were totally false. According to the Times, investigators believe Greenberg met a woman through certain websites and introduced some of them to Gaetz. As recently as 2019 and 2020, Gaetz and Greenberg told women to meet them at hotels in Florida, laying out how much they're willing to pay beforehand, the newspaper said, adding that party drugs may also have been used by Gaetz and others at times. Gaetz's office said Matt Gaetz has never paid for sex. Matt Gaetz refutes all the disgusting allegations completely. Matt Gaetz has never been on any such websites whatsoever. Matt Gaetz cherishes the relationships in his past and looks forward to marrying the love of his life. So all of this is going to come out in the wash. He's under investigation. We'll find out sooner rather than later exactly where things stand on that. Okay, final note. The evidence is additionally coming out in the George Floyd case. And as it turns out, there's pretty powerful evidence, according to Annie McCarthy at National Review, that George Floyd resisted arrest. There's also a fair bit of evidence that one of the other people in the car with George Floyd may have been his drug dealer. So the defense is starting to put up its case. Watch over the course of the next week as the media attempt to elide the case completely. They'll cover the prosecution. They will not cover the defense. You will not know. The jurors are hearing a pretty shaded version of what happened that day. So that if Derek Chauvin is acquitted, it will be blamed on American racism rather than on the very complicated fact patterns of this particular case. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health,
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The investigation continuing in Washington after a Capitol police officer killed Friday when a man rammed a car into two officers at a barricade, then came out with a knife. The assailant was then shot by another officer. He died later at a hospital. The slain officer, identified as William Evans, an 18-year veteran of the force, acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman.
This has been an extremely difficult time for U.S. Capitol Police after the events of January 6th and now the events that have occurred here today.
The assailant, identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana, media reports and his own social media posts indicate he identified with the Nation of Islam. Major League Baseball has decided to move this summer's All-Star Game out of Atlanta. That's in response to the new Voter Integrity Act in Georgia. Also at townhall.com, CDC has updated the guidance to say fully vaccinated people may travel within the U.S. without getting a COVID-19 test or going into quarantine, but some things have not changed.
All travelers, regardless of vaccination status, should continue to wear masks on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation while traveling.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky adding Americans should stay close to home if they can.
While we believe that fully vaccinated people can travel at low risk to themselves, CDC is not recommending travel at this time due to the rising number of cases.
Train accident in Taiwan claiming at least 51 lives, more than 100 people injured. There were more than 400 passengers on board. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 411-411 to find out how. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The G7 group of industrialized nations condemning the killing of civilians and other abuses in Ethiopia.
G7 foreign ministers called for the swift, unconditional, and verifiable withdrawal of Eritrean forces from Tigray. They've been fighting alongside Ethiopian federal troops and their other allies. Like all other sides in the conflict, they've been accused of grave human rights abuses. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed recently announced that the Eritreans would pull out of the region, but the process will not be immediate.
That's BBC correspondent Mary Harper. Sometimes it pays to forget things. An unopened copy of Nintendo Super Mario Bros. Bought in 1986 and then just shoved into a desk has sold at auction for $660,000. That action coming Friday at Heritage Auctions in Dallas. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Some promising news concerning the economy last month as hiring has accelerated.
There was a burst of hiring in March. Employers added 916,000 jobs. The Labor Department says the March increase was the most since August and was nearly double February's gain of 468,000. The unemployment rate declined from 6.2% to 6%. However, the economy remains more than 8 million jobs short of where it was before the pandemic erupted a little over a year ago.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. Wall Street Friday, no trading, of course, because of Good Friday. Firefighters have stopped a blaze from spreading in the western North Dakota tourist community of Medora, where all 100 residents forced to evacuate. Good news, no reports of any injuries. Blaze started when an electrical line sagged and then arced. More on these stories at Town Hall. NorthernFarms.com.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Michael Knowles filling in. I'm the author of Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds. I appreciate everybody who has pre-ordered that. It's kind of jumped up the charts this week. And so what that means, of course, is that Amazon's finally going to give it a read and boot it off the charts. But I appreciate you being with me on the journey so far. We really do have to talk about these corporations because a lot of times for the last 20 years or so, the Republican Party has focused only on the dangers of big government, and I'll put it bluntly, we've shilled for big corporations. And very often these big corporations hate our guts and they want to upend our political traditions and our American ways of life. And so to help me understand where the conservatives should move on this and really where the country should move on this, I have one of the most astute young political leaders in the entire country, my good friend Charlie Kirk, man who needs no introduction, founder of TPUSA, the author of the MAGA Doctrine, the host of the Charlie Kirk Show, a man who I think he may be able to bi-locate, or if not, he comes very close. I see him in all these places all around the country, so he's got a really good finger on the pulse of what's going on. Charlie, what are we supposed to do about this?
Well, Michael, you hit it perfectly. I mean, you and I both kind of we grew up in the conservative movement around 2012, 2013, when there was this kind of belief of Austrian economics and a libertarian philosophy, which I find to be really interesting for a coffee shop discussion. And I'm happy to discuss that with a lot of, you know, those people that believe those things. I tend to agree with them on free speech and monetary policy. But there was kind of this attitude that corporations are our friend, that no matter what, we must allow corporate America to have whatever they want at all times. And you kind of saw this manifest in the policy debates in 2017 when Paul Ryan was running the House of Representatives. So you had the triumvirate, right? You had the three branches of that three branch, but the two parts of Congress and the executive controlled by Republicans. And what was the big thing they got done? It wasn't breaking up tech companies. It wasn't trying to increase church attendance. It wasn't trying to rebuild the American family. It wasn't trying to build the southern border wall. It wasn't trying to hold China accountable, bring manufacturing jobs. No. Let's go cut the corporate tax rate for companies that hate us.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, I was really supportive of that bill back in 17 for some of the more middle class focused policies. But I said, yeah, whatever. Let these corporations have more liquidity and more access to capital. And in reality, we shouldn't call them corporations. They're just college campuses with shareholders. That's all they are.
That's a great
one. There's no difference between Belmont University in Nashville, where we, you know, just spoke right nearby, or Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Williams College, Wellesley, or Sarah Lawrence College, or Coca-Cola. There's no difference. Mm. The only difference is that these corporations sort of sell a product. And because of the way our system has been built, because of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and all these organizations, these corporations have enjoyed special protection from the U.S. government, and now they have been infiltrated, and they're part of what I call, I didn't come up with this phrase, I saw it on television once, the woke industrial complex, which is no different than the military industrial complex. The only difference is that they're taking over every institution of meaning in our country. So it's long past time for us conservatives to realize that we have two big threats in America coming against our way of life, a socialistic threat and a corporatist threat. And I'd make the argument right now that the corporatist threats is a far greater immediate danger to our freedoms and liberties and our lifestyle.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's clear that the people who are really effectively pushing all these crazy woke politics and all the diversity, inclusion, equity mandated lectures and critical race theory and all this madness, they're not coming from the socialist totalitarian regime. They're coming from the so-called private sector. But then what do you say, Charlie, to people who say, look, man, we can all have a say in the government. We got to reduce the government and that's all fine. But Coca-Cola, the British CEO of a Fortune 100 company, has every right to undermine the will of Georgia voters in protecting their elections. Come on, it's a private company.
Yeah, I guess. Again, that sounds theoretically true. Coca-Cola is hundreds of billions of dollars in value behind Coca-Cola, and they should have some sort of loyalty to the country that let them be really rich. Same with Delta. Delta gets special tax breaks.
Yeah.
Delta provides a necessary service, but we're not a colony. This is not just some random island where you go make a bunch of money and move on. This is our home. And that's a really important difference philosophically, is that I feel that these corporate CEOs, they're kind of like, yeah, we'll pillage and plunder here. And if we have to go move to Wuhan, we will.
Yeah.
And that's right. Not okay. Yeah. I mean, that again, this goes to this deeper point of the people in charge actually hate the country that they've made a bunch of money in and they're raising their kids in currently. They really don't believe that this place has something special to it. They think it's just a temporary profit maximization scheme, and that's wrong. And so for the Georgia, by the way, the Georgia bill that was passed is a super vanilla bill.
Yeah.
You're still allowed to bring water, people in line. I never knew voting was such a dehydrating exercise as if they're running the Boston Marathon. It's such a ridiculous argument.
Yeah.
It's not even, and by the way, you're still allowed to bring water, people in line. They didn't say that you can't vote after 5 p.m. And all they're asking is for you to verify your identity when you send in a mail-in ballot. Not exactly Jim Crow 2.0. Not even close, by the way. But Delta and Coca-Cola, being college campuses with shareholders and multi-billion dollars in revenue, they now feel as if they have to speak out against it. And Michael, I saw the head of Delta on CNBC. He had no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He was just given a piece of paper by some 28-year-old lunatic that went to Emory University that was like, you know, if you don't do this, you're going to have a revolt in the HR department. And he kept on saying the same talking point. Well, this is against our values. And someone should have said, what is the fact that you want to verify? Oh, I'm sorry. Delta's never verified a human being that's dealt with their product before. In order to get on a Delta flight, you have to go through, you know, you have to go through a 5-tiered background check to get on a Delta flight. And so, look, this goes to a deeper point that the conservative movement, I think we're starting to see a good trend on this, because the Georgia legislature said, okay, Delta, your tax breaks are gone.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing. Is that if you're going to represent a set of values that does not put our country first and put your countrymen first, then you're not going to get special protections. And we're not just going to protect you because you say you're a private corporation, when in reality, you act adversarial to the fabric of our nation.
That's right. If Delta thinks that fair elections with election integrity are not within their values, then maybe Delta doesn't have very much to do with our values. And maybe we have a political right to oppose them and stop them from running roughshod over our country. You hit on it so well. This point that politics is about more than GDP. We are not solely economic beings, right? This is not just a big spreadsheet. It's a country. And this issue that we've seen on the right for so long, on the one hand, we say politics is downstream of culture. We got to take back the universities. We got to take back Hollywood. We've got to work, you know, we've got to exercise our cultural power here, but not when it actually comes to doing it. We just need to talk about that, but all we can ever focus on as a matter of concrete political action is cutting the corporate tax rate. That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
No, and that's why Trump and Reagan were so effective, is they were spokespeople for the working class and for normal Americans that go to church, want to raise their family, when the Republican Party was actually just a megaphone for corporate America. You know, I hate to say this, and I don't, you know, it's not a compliment to Michael Moore, but some of the criticisms they used to put towards the Republican Party were absolutely true.
Yeah.
Was that the Republican Party was nothing more than you know, just kind of a defender of the power incumbent of the corporate class. And by the way, I enjoy markets. I like markets, though, because they help human beings.
Yeah, right.
And so
exactly.
I don't like markets because I love the way that it represents itself in some sort of theoretical esoteric argument. And so these corporations are, I think they're really confused because they say, wait a second, I thought our biggest threat was this rising Bolshevik, you know, revolution. Like, no, you corporations have to realize that now you're going to have to deal with us.
Yeah.
And us being people who love America. And I will say something else, Michael, that it's just a silly argument to say that Delta Airlines should have the same sort of treatment as the local coffee shop. That's just an insane argument.
Right.
And here's a really good way to break it apart. The local coffee shop, they know all of their employees by name. They know their concerns. They know their struggles. They know their balance sheet. The Delta C-suite, they don't know any of their employees down the top 50 people, right? And so and by the way, they are not founder driven. That's another thing. These people are, they're generations removed from the people that started the company. Those are really important distinctions. I'm not saying we should nationalize them, obviously. I'm not saying that we should completely obliterate their capacity to do business. What I will say, though, is when they get to this magnitude and they start to engage in this sort of behavior, you have lost all defense from the conservative movement.
Yeah.
I think you should lose your special privileges. And quite honestly, if you're not going to defend the American way of life and the American promise, then good luck.
I love that. The American way of life. This is a practical thing. It is, to use the left-wing phrase, a lived experience. And I also love that you make but by the way, what experiences are not lived? Has anyone ever had an experience that is not a lived experience? I could go on for hours about left-wing language.
Only Jean-Jacques Rousseau, probably.
Yeah, that's true. In his beautiful experienced abstraction. I love this point you make, too, before people think we're a couple of reds here knocking down free markets. I love, like you, I love markets in their place. It reminds me, I'm of Italian abstraction. I love the Italian race. I do. I really do. I like the culture. I like the pasta. I like some of the artwork. But I do not make an idol out of the Italian race. That would be racism, and I don't like that. I like the state when the state protects me, enforces the law, you know, sets the boundaries for human flourishing. But I do not make an idol out of the state. The state is not the end of my politics. That would be statism. That's very bad. I like markets. I like being able to pursue my interests. But I do not make an idol out of that. I do not make my politics one of economism or hyper-individualism. James Madison put it well. He said the end of politics, the end of government is justice. So you want justice. What does that mean? It means giving everything its proper place, giving people what they deserve. And so I just think you're so right about this, and I'm glad conservatives are starting to wake up. A proper conservatism puts things in their proper place, and they recognize...
That's right.
We live in a country. We live together. We have many considerations here in our politics, and we need to put them where they belong.
Well, and this is one of the reasons why conservatives will win every election by 70%, 80%, or we're just going to get completely run over.
Yeah.
And if the conservative movement goes back to this corporatist default position, forget it. But if all of a sudden we go to a people-centered, human-focused, properly postured movement, we're going to win big time.
Yep.
And look, we want to defend the Straussian natural right tradition that has been so well articulated and defended, that's been passed down through some of the greatest thinkers. And if you're not if you're a conservative, you must understand we are trying to protect the natural law doctrine. And and most importantly, that comes to the rights of the individual, your loyalty to your fellow countrymen, the family, which has been obliterated by these ridiculous corporations, and the binds that tie us together to the United States.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right, Charlie. I'm glad I brought you on so that you can articulate these views.
Well, I have to do it again. Everyone should go buy Michael's book.
You are too kind, Charlie. I was going to wait for you to plug something, and you end up plugging my book, Speechless. I appreciate it. Charlie, in the 5 seconds we have left, where can people find you?
CharlieKirk.com. You can check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Michael's a frequent guest. We're going to save this country. Everything's going to be fine.
Love it. Thank you, Charlie. You're doing great work. Go find Charlie. Follow TPUSA. Buy the MAGA Doctrine. Listen to the Charlie Kirk Show. And you'll probably see him on an airplane at some point because he's always going all over the country. But not Delta. Thank you, Charlie Kirk. I'm Michael Knowles, filling in
for the Ben Shapiro Show. Do not touch that radio dial. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Michael Knowles filling in. You can pre-order my book, Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds. You can get that wherever books are sold for now. You can also pre-order an autographed first edition copy at Premier Collectibles. Thank you to everybody who has done that already. It's a good timing, I think, because the book touches on a lot of what we're seeing now that is so confused, not just on the left. We know the left-wingers are very confused, but on the right. Here's some breaking news today, breaking news over the past few days. The military has issued its new inclusive policies for transgender soldiers, and this will reverse the Trump-era ban on transgender soldiers. That is how this policy change is being sold, the Trump-era ban. And by Trump-era ban, I think what they really mean is the standing policy for the entire history of the military, except for about 5 minutes at the end of the Obama administration. The Trump, if you were to read that headline, you say Trump bans transgender people from the military. You'd think, well, that's awful. You know, well, when were so-called transgender people permitted to serve in the military? That began in late June of 2016. So from June 30th, 2016, beginning then, transgender individuals were allowed to serve
in the military in their identified or assigned gender upon completing transition. So basically that women could, who believe themselves to be men, could serve with the men or vice versa. And then Trump gets elected and Trump reverses that policy. So it's a very, very brief window of time when men who think that they're women and women who think that they're men could serve in the military. Now I guess you can do it again. This is insane. This is insane that our military would permit men who believe that they're women and women who believe that they're men to serve in the military. The reason that Joe Biden and Democrats want to permit this is as a matter of social engineering. They think it's really good for society if we are very open and tolerant, even to people who perceive the world and their bodies in a way that is simply not accurate. What is the purpose of the military? What's the purpose of the military is to kill our enemies, and in so doing, to deter our other enemies. That's the whole purpose. I want the biggest, baddest, toughest dudes to be in the military so that they can kill our enemies the easiest and deter our other enemies because of how big and bad and tough they are and how easily they can kill our enemies, right? That's the whole purpose of the military in a sane society. In an insane society, the purpose of the military is to like make people feel really good, you know, and to express the new progressive understanding of the body and the soul and the relation of the this to the that and the great mysteries of life. What are Republicans going to do about it? What are we going to say? Here's what I think a lot of Republicans, sane Republicans, Republicans who, speaking of physical appendages, have a spine, among other body parts, will say, this is insane, don't let it happen. But here's what I think a lot of Republicans are, they're going to say, well, you know, look, I think that's fine, as long as these people maybe can complete the physical requirements of the job and they can pass the tests, and well, maybe even if they can't, maybe, you know, maybe it's a little bit easier for them, but that's fine because we want to be inclusive, and I'm not a bigot, and I'm not, in whatever you're going to call me, a this-ist or a that-ist, I don't want to be called that, so that's okay, but just maybe, you know, don't make it quite so radical as you guys want it to be, right? Those are the manage the decline Republicans. Those are the Republicans who don't stand for anything. Those are the Republicans who just want to go along to get along. But come on, guys, maybe slow it down a little bit. Nicole Wallace of MSNBC, one of the more insufferable leftists on that network, just came out and had a little bit of insight amid a bunch of BS. She came out and said the Republican Party is a failed state.
There are things that can be done here, and I think it'll spread throughout the rest of the country if Georgia becomes a place where these laws are pushed back.
Well, and Mike Veronica, let's be clear about why all eyes are on sports, all eyes are on corporate America, because the Republican Party is a failed state. The Republican Party does not believe in access to voting rights. They're now taking a lie that led to a deadly insurrection and using that lie to roll back access to the polls. And I'm old enough to remember when Republicans liked people being able to mail in their ballots. That's not today's Republican Party.
So 99% of what you just said is ridiculous. Republicans don't want people to vote. Republicans who want to undo the outrageous vulnerabilities that were added to our election system in 2020 by Democrats to give them an electoral advantage. Republicans who want to go back to, you know, if you're a voter, you got to prove that you're able to vote, that somehow they don't want people to vote. That's crazy. And the idea that the GOP is a failed state is just stupid because the GOP is not a state, right? But there is this grain of truth in what she's saying, just that the GOP is in many ways a failed party. Failed political party because it has no idea what it stands for. In part, this was out of the necessity that was brought about by the Cold War, where the GOP cobbled together disparate factions, libertarians and traditionalists and war hawk Democrats, to come together to oppose the Soviet Union. But the only thing they ever seem to agree on is tax cuts. They never seem to agree on the issues that really matter, that really shape the character of the country. I like a tax cut as much as the next guy, but the GOP is going to have to figure out what it stands for, what it believes in, if it's going to have a future. That's just the way it is. I'm Michael Knowles, filling in for The Ben Shapiro Show. Do not touch that radio dial. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
Testicular and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing,
They wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Michael Knowles filling in. You can find me on the Michael Knowles Show podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also pre-order my upcoming book, Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds, before we are all rendered speechless by the big liberal establishment and by political correctness. One of the touchiest subjects that anyone can mention right now, this was the cause of the BLM riots that burned down the country. This was the cause of so much rancor last year. The George Floyd case. Now the George Floyd case has gone to trial. Former officer Derek Chauvin is on trial. Did he murder George Floyd? Did he accidentally kill George Floyd? Did George Floyd die of a drug overdose? What is going on in the trial right now? We are actually getting some breaking news that apparently the judge just abruptly excused the jury, is going on recess for the weekend. But someone with greater expertise on this subject than I can help weigh in. Brandon Tatum, former police officer, co-founder of Blexit, and author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Black Cop in an America Under Siege. Brandon, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So, Brandon, what am I supposed to know about this case? You've got this unique perspective here. We always hear the racial aspect of the case. We rarely hear the cop aspect of the case. How does it stand, and is this guy going to the clink?
Well, I think that I'm satisfied to say that this is not going to be tried based on race. There's no charge of hate crime involved. So Chauvin is not going to be on trial because he was a racist white man who killed George Floyd in cold blood. That's not going to be what's going to be heard. So the jury's not going to hear that and defense and prosecution is not going to argue that. So the things that we need to know, and kind of like you said in the very beginning, is did the actions of Officer Chauvin cause the death, either intentionally cause the death or through negligence cause the death of George Floyd? And with the information that has come out more recently, the defense is really painting a picture of George Floyd being a drug user, habitual crime committer, a habitual liar when he's taken into custody, claiming he can't breathe, claiming he wants his mom. All of those cues that people were so upset about, they're proving to a certain degree that this is normal behavior and that the police officers may not have been able to diagnose his distress based on some of those factors.
So I've seen some headlines so far about the witnesses that the defense is calling and some of the claims of the drug use and possible overdoses. How convincing is it? These are things that we really hadn't heard all that much about before the trial. How much is this going to sway things?
Yeah, I think the jury would be incredibly convinced that this is not a man who's changed, turning his life around and he was somehow under the knee of a police officer getting killed for 8 minutes. They're painting the picture of who George Floyd really was and how police were responding to him. What were they thinking? It kind of, points to the mental state of officers and the mental state of George Floyd when they spoke about him being on drugs, because this is going to be a huge factor, is did he die from the methamphetamine and fentanyl that he put into his system, which were above lethal amounts? I think it was 3 to 4 times the lethal dosage of any of those drugs. So, that's going to be on trial, but the jury has an opportunity to see his behavior, his mannerisms, the drugs that he used, the effect that it had on him, and also the mannerisms of, Officer Chauvin and the other officers before he requested them put him on the ground and claiming that he couldn't breathe even when he was in the back of the police car. So them being able to see the full spectrum, the totality of circumstances, I believe it gives them a more balanced way to move forward in this trial.
But Brandon, I am reliably informed by the mainstream media that this trial is not about Derek Chauvin. It's not about what he did. It's not even about George Floyd. It is a national reckoning on race. And so we have to ignore all the evidence of the trial, and we just need to think about
slavery and Jim Crow and all redlining, you know, whatever, anything not to talk about the actual facts on the ground here. Do you think that that narrative is going to be successful?
Yeah, I think the narrative is going to be successful. I will say this right now, that no matter what happens in this trial, there's going to be riots. There's going to be protests. There's going to be burning of buildings. There's going to be people looting and buying and stealing Jordans out of the store as if it had anything to do with George Floyd. There's going to be a narrative that precedes this, you know, for the rest of history. That is the goal by the mainstream media politicians. They don't care about George Floyd's life. They don't care about Officer Chauvin's life or the other officers on scene. They could care less. This is an opportunity for them to get money through ratings. This is an opportunity for politicians to get reelected by pushing a false narrative of racism in this country. And I hope that people will be able to see through the mud and say that, you know, this has nothing to do with race. This has everything to do with an encounter of a police officer and a man who was high on methamphetamine and fentanyl that went tragic. And I hope that people can see through, listen to the trial yourself. It's available online. You can go and watch every day of it. Watch the trial, listen to the defense argument, listen to the prosecution, listen to the witnesses, and then draw a conclusion, which will be the conclusion of the jury. Don't rely solely on media input because they're biased and they have an agenda.
So much of what the left is saying is that you, meaning the white man broadly, you white man could never understand what is going on here because you do not have the lived experience of a black man in America. So really, whatever you think you saw on video, that's not the whole story. There are all these implicit and subtle things going on, and we hear that all the time. What about the other side of this, though? The cop perspective that I was never a police officer. I really don't know what it's like to be a cop. This is an area that you certainly have some experience in. What is that dynamic like that maybe civilians don't quite understand?
Well, it's very incredibly, you know, complex to be a police officer, and especially now in America. People have no idea about policing. Even people who support the police have no idea about policing. No fault of their own. It's impossible to know unless you're on the street with the uniform. You can smell, you hear the patrol car. You get that fear, that adrenaline runs through your body when it's life and death situation that you deal with every day. Seeing people, you know, in very bad conditions, having to notify next to kin that the family members are never coming home. Those emotions, that adrenaline, that experience can never be replicated, can never be produced in a book. You have to actually be there. And I think that a lot of people have no idea about policing, which makes them, you know, prejudiced in their judgment when they see police officers use force against people or have to take people's lives by use of deadly force. And one thing that I think can mitigate that, and I would encourage everybody, unless you're a convicted felon and you can't do this, but I would like for everybody to try to attempt to do a ride along. You know, when the COVID is over, I call it the COVID, do a ride along with a police officer because you'll see firsthand how they do traffic stops. Can you see the race of a person in a car, even in broad daylight when you're pulling somebody over? You know, how do you feel as a citizen standing by in the passenger seat while an officer is pursuing somebody, while an officer is engaging in a combative suspect? How do you feel? And then you can only imagine what it's like to have to get out of the car. And I'll tell you this real quick story. I remember I took a lady on a ride along. She was a social justice warrior. Her child and my child went to the same daycare. And I said, come do a ride along with me. She was so terrified. Really? That she wouldn't even get out of the car on a traffic stop. I'm talking about a person getting a speeding ticket. She refused to get out of the car. She stayed in the car. She was afraid. She was terrified. And at the end of the day, I was able to convince her that, see, you know nothing about policing and you may want to think twice before you misjudge them.
This is such an important point because I actually sometimes when people bring up, usually it's liberals bringing up all these hidden aspects of racial and sexual relations, I give it a little bit of credence in that I think, well, yeah, I mean, maybe there's many experiences that I haven't had. Their culture matters a great deal. So, okay, I'm sort of interested in that. But shouldn't we have that same humility when we're talking about cops? I mean, cops are doing a very technical job that you have to train to do that requires an immense amount of focus and discipline. And just like I would never try to tell a biologist how to do his job. I would never tell a carpenter how to do his job. I might be interested. I might oversee these things. I might try to study up on it. But I wouldn't just start spouting off. Likewise, don't you think we need to give a little bit of grace to cops?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think that this should be a curriculum in the grade school, is for people to understand policing in America, and from an impartial basis, meaning having a police officer. I remember when I was young, they used to have DARE and all this stuff, and teaching people about obeying the laws, and they need to have police officers come to the classroom and talk to young children and explain to them, well, I'm a resource for you to call. When you call, this is what happens. This is my job. So children can grow up understanding the truth from police officers. And I'll say this, because this is the biggest misconception, and I still don't understand how people get to this conclusion, is that law enforcement is racist. Like, I think the profession of law enforcement is probably the least racist profession in America. Yeah. And why do you say this, Mr. Tatum? It's because we are not concerned about your race. We get exposed to great people of all races and also terrible people of all races. We are trained, we are surviving on character and not race at all. And so I wish people would understand that. Also, police patrol in jurisdictions, they don't just log in one day and go to the black community and harass black people.
Yeah.
Like, there's a precinct in that community, and you only police in that precinct. And if you police on the north side, you would never interact with these people on the south side. So it's not some big police department that's conspiring against the black community. So I wish that people would understand that. Doing a ride along, listening to police officers actually speak on these topics would be the best form of education.
I love this education component too, because there was a time not so long ago in America when students were taught civics. Now students are taught sort of anti-civics, but they're taught their country is awful and their system of laws are unjust. But when you're learning about civics, you really ought to learn about the whole country, all the way up to the president and the structure of government and the Constitution, but all the way down to how that system of justice and laws are enforced, all the way down to the police officers who are actually doing the day-to-day work on the streets. It probably would increase our understanding and our healing and our compassion, whatever words that the left uses that they never seem to really believe in. Now, I agree that's the way things should work. Do you have any hope? You spend a lot of time in politics. Obviously, you've spent time as a police officer. Do you have any hope that that's actually what's going to happen, or not so much?
Well, I think in increments, in isolated situations. I think overall, we're doomed, because we've allowed, Biden to become the president of the United States of America, and that his administration and all of these people are going to ram unjustifiable legislation down our throats. And if we would have taken that position, we should have done the same thing to them. We drug our feet when we had the House, the Senate, and the president. So with him in place, they're going to ram some things down our throats that's irreversible. However, individuals like you and I on small scales can educate people and inspire them to be informed on their own. Some schools are going to adopt this principle. Some universities will adopt this principle, meaning some professors. And with Turning Point and PragerU and all of these other organizations that are out doing the nonprofit work are going to help. And I failed to mention Blexit as well, going to help people wake up who are willing. Everybody's not going to want to learn the truth. Everybody's not going to want to be informed as a free individual. But for those who want it, the opportunities will present themselves in a greater way in the future.
I have to say, I appreciate your characteristic bluntness when you say we are doomed. It reminds me of the liberal economist John Maynard Keynes, who says, in the long run, we're all dead. That's true. But hopefully, I think you're right. I mean, there's a very conservative principle that gradually you can make incremental change, especially in your local community, in your family. I mean, I love that story you tell about bringing some crazy social justice warrior that you knew because of your kid's preschool, bringing her on a ride along because you could actually show her something that really you can't quite do through a podcast or through a speech, maybe occasionally, but that personal interaction is going to be really, really important. And everybody has the ability to do that, no matter how crazy things get. And I think you're absolutely right. I think things are going to get a whole lot crazier. Brandon, where can people find you?
TheOfficerTatum.com. TheOfficerTatum, T-H-E, OfficerTatum.com. You can find everything I do, whether it's social media, whether it's my store, whether it's my website. All of those things will be at that one spot.
Not a Officer Tatum. There is only one. There is only the Officer Tatum. Go check out Brandon there. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. Really helped, I think, shed a lot of light on something where the left wants to keep their narrative as the only narrative. Brandon Tatum. We are going to have to take a break. I'm Michael Knowles. I'm filling in for the Ben Shapiro Show. You should not go anywhere. Unless, very briefly, you want to go to your favorite bookstore website, pre-order Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds. That is the only thing that you should do. But we will be right back, so do not touch that.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now today at 800-837-0065, 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
My daughter is Marina. Marina has a rare form of children's eye cancer, retinoblastoma. Her doctor sent us to a specialist, and then the specialist sent us to St. Jude. Within the first couple weeks of us getting here, I was just so scared. Like, I think the reality just hit me, and it kind of hit me all at once. I had started to cry, and her doctor came in, Dr. Brennan came in, and just didn't even say anything, sat down beside me, and, like, hugged me. And held me while I, like, was literally sobbing. And she just said, it's going to be okay. We don't have to worry anymore. The treatment worked, and we've saved her eye. This place has been such a blessing for us. There's no way we could have paid for treatment back home if we had to. We can come here, and we can just solely focus on taking care of her and helping her heal.
Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Michael Knowles filling in. You can find me at the Michael Knowles Show podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can pre-order my book, Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds. Thank you to everyone who has pre-ordered it. I see it's jumping up the charts, so only a matter of time before Amazon gives it the axe. My favorite thing about filling in for Ben, of course, is that I get to hear from you in the mailbag, and I get to give you, finally, the correct answers to these questions. So, first one from Michael, who writes, Dear Michael, if this is being read by Michael Knowles, that's funny. And people are kind of getting the hang of this now that I'm in for Ben all week. Two questions. First, I was wondering if you, as an Italian, feel any guilt or shame by taking the rightful place of a Jewish person, just like the Romans did in 70 AD. I feel a great joy I do. I feel really great joy to be part of that long tradition. I'm not sure if in 70 AD the Jews exactly invited the Romans in. There are the historical parallel might be a little imprecise. And second, do you think the surge at the border could work in our favor if we can convince those who stay here of the common sense of a conservative worldview? Ronald Reagan famously said that Hispanics are conservatives, they just don't know it yet. Unfortunately, he said that 40 years ago, and it hasn't come to pass. Hispanics in America, with some exceptions, so Cubans notably are pretty Republican, but Hispanics overwhelmingly vote Democrat. Illegal aliens, and I guess more specifically, when you don't factor in illegal aliens who get amnesty and citizenship, the children of illegal aliens who acquire citizenship through an interpretation of the 14th Amendment that gives you birthright citizenship, and the grandchildren, they overwhelmingly vote for Democrats. So it just hasn't happened yet. Your point on common sense is pretty important here, which is that the radicals, who I actually describe in my book, the radicals who created political correctness, who upended our culture, they recognized, going all the way back to Antonio Gramsci, a brilliant Marxist philosopher and communist politician, they realized that the reason the radicals don't win so quickly is because they don't have the common sense, that conservatives have a hold on the common sense. But they were going to transform this and attain what he called cultural hegemony. And the left has done this fairly well. I think conservatives still hold on to the common sense, but common sense is becoming a whole lot less common. So is there hope? Yeah, I think so. I don't think that any nationality or culture or race is hardwired to be immune to conservative ideas. It just hasn't really worked out practically. And so I think we can all tell ourselves, oh, it'll all be fine. We'll just convince the millions of illegal aliens pouring over the border that they should make their families really conservative and vote for Republicans. But, you know, wishful thinking is not going to work. If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. So I think we also really have to focus on the border and just stopping foreign nationals from pouring into our country, because that is an act of injustice in and of itself, regardless of the partisan considerations. Ken writes, Ben, you're getting me, Ken. On flights and in airports, the TA announcements say that it's a federal law to wear a mask or face covering. I was under the impression that laws were voted on by the House and the Senate and then signed by the president. Since this was enacted by executive order, shouldn't the announcement say federal regulation versus law, and is there any difference in court if someone were to violate it? Well, you sweet, poor, naive man, Ken, you think that the laws are made by the Congress and then signed into law by the president? My goodness, that hasn't been true for 100 years. It's been true for some laws, but most of the laws that actually govern us are enacted by the administrative state, by the bureaucracy. And the administrative state did not just spring out of nothing. The administrative state was developed and encouraged by acts of Congress and by the president signing these things into law. But now, practically speaking, most of the laws that govern us are made by bureaucrats, and that's just the way it is. And so they don't need to follow the ordinary constitutional process as we might imagine it. Antonin Scalia said before he died that he felt the administrative state was the greatest threat to constitutional liberty in America, and it certainly hasn't shrunk, not in any meaningful way, since that time. So, no, we can complain about it and say, this is wrong, this is against the spirit of the Constitution, but that's the way we're governed, I'm sorry to say. Nick asks, did you hear that Michael Knowles has a new book and you can pre-order it right now? Oh, gosh, that's a great point, Nick. I'm not sure that everyone heard about that. Sandy writes, this is a good question for Good Friday. What is the difference between spirituality and religion? Spirituality is, I'll give a charitable answer before I give a mean answer. Spirituality is the sense, the feeling that there is more to this world than just meat. That there's more to this world than just stuff. That there is a metaphysical aspect to existence beyond the physical. That there is perhaps a soul beyond the mere physical self of man. Religion is the systematic, methodical, liturgical exploration and inquiry into what that deeper meaning to existence is. So the mean version of this I'll give is that spirituality is when you're really interested in yourself, but you don't want to actually follow any of the the impulses that you are having. You don't want to be constrained by a moral order, and you don't want to spend time and energy following something outside of yourself. And religion is the real thing. I think that our recognition that there is some spiritual dimension, that's very important. That's a good first step. But it's not sufficient, especially as we ponder right now Christ dying on the cross. We have to take it a little further if we want it to go anywhere. We need to pursue this out until the end if we want it to have any salvific effect. I'm Michael Knowles. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. That's all.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. In Washington, a Capitol Police officer killed Friday after a man rammed a vehicle into two officers at a barricade just outside the Capitol. The suspect later was shot and killed. More details from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Police identified the slain officer as William Billy Evans, an 18-year veteran who was a member of the department's first responders unit. Acting Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conte says the attack did not appear to be related to terrorism.
Obviously, we'll continue to investigate to see if there's some type of nexus along those lines.
Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says it came as their force remains on edge nearly 3 months after a mob stormed the Capitol.
This has been an extremely difficult time for U.S. Capitol Police. After the events of January 6th.
The crash and shooting happened at a security checkpoint near the Capitol as Congress was on recess. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, Major League Baseball relocating this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta in a response to Georgia's new voter integrity law.
In a statement, Commissioner Rob Manfred says fair access to voting continues to have our game's unwavering support. So, after consulting players, he's decided the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Game and MLB Draft. He says plans to honor the late Hank Aaron, the Braves Hall of Famer and former career home run champion, will go forward, as will MLB's planned investments to support local communities in Atlanta as part of the league's All-Star Legacy projects. Where this year's All-Star Game will be held has not been announced. I'm Ben Thomas.
Big changes in Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds signing a bill into law that will make handgun carry permits and background checks on unlicensed sales optional in that state. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The government in Hanoi has appealed to wealthy nations for help in obtaining the 150 million virus vaccines it needs to vaccinate its population.
Vietnam's been praised for implementing strict regulations early on in the pandemic, keeping the number of COVID-related deaths to just 35. But it hasn't been so successful in procuring vaccines. It's scheduled to receive around 4 million doses from the global COVAX scheme by the end of May. But that will do little to reach the government's target of inoculating 70% of the population.
That is BBC correspondent Celia Hatton reporting. And the CDC has updated its guidance to say fully vaccinated people may travel within the United States without getting a test or going into quarantine. Agency says vaccinated people, though, should still wear a mask. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A vital cog in the U.S. economy, apparently in short supply.
That would be the computer chips that power our phones and wireless networks, cars and other vehicles, and a vast number of other items we take for granted. The shortage has already created delays for people who want to buy laptops, the iPhone 12, and the latest video game consoles. Things are still getting worse, particularly in the auto industry, which has been closing down factories and stockpiling nearly completed vehicles in lots while they await the chips that they need to roll them into showrooms. John Scott reporting.
Tragedy in Taiwan. At least 51 people have been killed in a train accident, more than 100 injured. There were 400 people on board. In the western North Dakota tourist town of Medora, firefighters have been able to stop a blaze, 100 residents in town forced to evacuate. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
The most honest thing you have ever heard on CNN. Wait, wait, wait. Did you just say the word CNN and honesty in the same sentence? I did. I did it for a reason. Finally, a segment on CNN where someone outs the truth about the liberals' real agenda. You know they can't stand freedom and liberty and all. Wait till you see this. I've got that. I've also got a Wall Street Journal story about how the left is now graduating. First attack our politics, then attack through the court system. When that doesn't work out, go to tactic number three. We'll talk about that today. Loaded show. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Before we get right to it, it is Friday, so producer Joe, in your worst 1960s game show voice, please tell us what day it is.
It's Friday!
Yes, it is. Thank you very much, you producer Joe, for that 1960s game show voice. Appreciate that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, loaded show. It is Good Friday, very solemn day on the Christian calendar.
Yep.
Acknowledging the crucifixion and death of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, preparing for Easter Sunday this Sunday. So happy Easter, because I won't see you all on Sunday. All right, Joe, let's go. Here we go. The most honest thing ever said on CNN. CNN, known for misinformation, the PP tape, the collusion hoax, various other hoaxes, the Chris Cuomo oversized Q-tip he showed with his brother Andrew Cuomo making fun of Governor Cuomo's big nose on television in one of the weirdest segments I've ever seen. Well, Chris Cuomo had a guest on, a Dr. Leanna Wen. She is an MD from what I know. And she was on the network, and this was March 10th, but this segment is getting a whole lot of, let's say, publicity and not the good kind. I don't know how this one slipped past the goalie on March 10th, because people are starting to spread this around. It is the one thing, one moment of honesty you've finally seen on CNN. Listen to Dr. Leanna Wen explain the real theory behind the shutdowns and why you can't open up right now. Check this little gem ski out.
There are many more people, millions of people, who for whatever reason have concerns about the vaccine, who just don't know what's in it for them. And we need to make it clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway, and I fear a situation of coming into the fall where we never reach herd immunity, and then we get hit by the next surge of COVID-19 in the fall, something that we could have prevented if we just got people vaccinated now.
Is that a gem or what? Is that not a sparkling gem or what?
Ooh.
She just says the quiet part out loud. How fantastic is that? And by fantastic, I mean not fantastic. She finally admits what the true agenda is. We'll be really afraid if people go out and start enjoying freedoms again. Blaze has an article up. It'll be in my newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. CNN analyst urges Biden administration to tie vaccinations to Americans, quote, freedoms. If everything is reopened, what's the carrot going to be? Now it all makes sense, ladies and gentlemen. Now we've got it. Here it is. Here it is. Because some of you who are rational out there, you're like, why would governors of big states continue to crush the economic livelihoods of the businesses in their state and the citizens that vote for them if the lockdowns have been shown pretty conclusively now to not be effective at stopping the virus? Matter of fact, Texas has reopened and dropped their mask mandate, and cases in Texas are dropping dramatically. So if that were the case, you would think to yourself, if you were a rational person, and I know many liberals are not, you would say, well, why shouldn't other states open up then? If these lockdowns are not stopping this virus, and Texas reopened, and we've seen evidence of cases after the reopening of Texas going down, why wouldn't we do that too? Because the left has always, always hated freedom and liberty. Always. We've been covering this topic over the last few days, and now you see it. Now, folks, that may seem on its face like the most obvious statement in the history of the Dan Bongino show. Believe me, I'm going to go into some more detail about why this matters. The left has always been at war with liberty and freedom because liberty and freedom is a zero-sum game. Does everybody get this? You can't have a big government that has political power over your life while you're still free. Think about it. Think about it in terms of tangible, almost touchable material things. Money, healthcare, education, spots in school, right? Either you're free to spend your money or the government takes it and taxes it away. What's the conservative position? What's the liberal one? The conservative position is we believe in economic freedom and liberty. We should pay as little taxes as possible to support a constitutional role of government. And we should be able to enjoy the fruits of our own labor. That's the conservative position. What's the liberal position? It's not your money. It doesn't matter if taxes are effective for growing an economy or not. We want your money. Shut your pie hole, losers. That's the left's position. Showing you it's zero sum. You can't be free with a big government. Either big government has power over you or you have power over your own life. Period. Full stop. Same thing with your healthcare choices. Either you control where you go to the doctor and who cracks your chest open, God forbid you have a medical emergency, or the government tells you where to go. Those two things cannot coexist. Either you choose or they choose. The left has been at war with your liberty and freedom, real liberty and freedom, your real economic and your real healthcare choices for centuries now. Centuries. School choice. You either believe parents can send their kids to the school they choose or the government mandates what school you go to. Period. Those two things cannot coexist. Conservatives believe you pick. Lefties think go to the damn public school. Keep your mouth shut, deplorable, smelly Walmart loser. The left has been at war with your freedom forever. How does this relate to the segment with the doctor I just showed you? Because whether the doctor knows it or not, she's being used by leftists because the left has a hard time legislating away your civil liberties. Again, they're at war with your liberty. You can't be free at the same time you exist under the power of a big government. It's either their power over your money, healthcare, and education, or it's yours. The left has been itching to get its mitts on your economic health care and school choice freedom forever. They're always looking for a way to do it. So they've had three ways of doing it. They've tried it through raw political power, voting people into office who vote away your money, vote away your health care freedom, and vote away your power to pick where your kids go to school. They've tried it through the courts, suing people, suing landowners to take away their land rights through environmental laws. That's method number two. Those two have been mildly successful, in some cases very successful, but not successful enough because the left sees your freedom and liberty like a big, juicy apple pie. They're like, yes, give me more of that pie. Give me all of it. I want everything. So what they haven't been able to advance politically and through the courts, they figured out tactic number three. What's option three? Wrote it down right here. Notes, baby, notes. Let's use the crisis and boycott pressure on corporations to whittle away your freedoms and liberty. What better way to do it? And now you see this doctor, whether she knows it or not, talking about the dirty little secret. If we let people open up and enjoy their lives again, then we won't have that fear anymore. And there'll be no incentive to make them do something they may not want to do, which is get the vaccine. Verdict is in. Thank you, Dr. Leanna Wen. Thanks for saying the quiet part out loud. Really appreciate that.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, eats the grain. third vet, she says it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody says,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Spring is finally here, ladies and gentlemen, and during Chamonix's spring clearance event, you can get the brand new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free. That's right, your order today of the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness includes Zotique for free. Whether you're staying home, going back to work, or simply connecting remotely with your loved ones and coworkers, now's the time to say goodbye to puffiness, blotchy skin, crow's feet, acne scars, and even those pesky sunspots. It's time to open up, get out, and feel great about how you look. Get compliments or simply get 100% of your money back. Order Genucel now, and Chamonix will also include Genucel immediate effects for results in minutes, also free. See results guaranteed or 100% of your money back. Go to Genucel.com or call now 1-800-525-655. And this crazy sale gets even better. Order right now and get the classic Genucel jawline treatment to tighten and tone the chin and neck area, also free. All orders today are upgraded to free priority shipping. That's 800-525-6553 or go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. So liberals know this. Liberals know it's tough to pass laws that violate people's civil liberties and the Bill of Rights. It's not impossible. They've done it before. I mean, it was Democrats down south who were all about Jim Crow. That's a fact, by the way. Uncomfortable historical moment, but true. Those were Southern Democrats who did that. So it's not impossible for the Democrats to enact laws that attack people's civil liberties and the rights enshrined in the Bill of Rights, but granted by God, the Creator. So I told you they had three paths to attack your liberty. Political path, the legal path through the courts, and option three, using the crisis and corporate pressure to attack your liberties. So let's go through one by one. What's the problem they're having with the political path? The filibuster in the U.S. Senate, which stops them from passing horrible legislation. They're attacking that. And GOP state governors like Ron DeSantis and others who have opened up their states, Greg Abbott and others, and allowed economic freedom to thrive again, even in the midst of a pandemic. Did you notice both of those things are under attack? You think that's by accident? Ron DeSantis, ruthlessly attacked every day by the media and the left. The filibuster, now it's racist to filibuster legislation. Did you see that? So the Democrats attack everywhere all the time. Number two, they attack through the courts, through lawsuits. Why is there an obstacle there? Because of President Trump, who appointed close to 300 federal judges, I believe. That court route has been foreclosed upon. So they're at option three. Use the crisis, which Dr. Leanna Wen again said out loud, and impress your corporations. Well, let's talk about this corporate pressure tactic, because this has been working, sadly, swimmingly well for them. The great Kim Strassel has an article in the Wall Street Journal opinion section today you need to see. It's been getting a lot of attention. It's called Corporate America's Big Lie, talking about the Georgia voter integrity measure, which now the left, taking option three, using corporate pressure, is desperate to stop because they know if voter ID is implemented through the mail, they know they won't be able to cheat. And Democrats love to cheat. That's their thing. It's the only reason they hate voter ID. By the way, if there was ever a time to advance the parallel economy, to get away from these leftist, disgusting corporations, which want nothing more than a woke America, which will be the end of America if you listen to yesterday's show. Thanks for the great feedback on yesterday's show, by the way, with the KGB defector. I appreciate that. If there's ever a time for a parallel economy, it's now to get away from these lunatics. These corporations are screwing us over. Here's the first screenshot from this piece where she talks about the leftists, again, employing this corporate pressure tactic because their political and court route has been foreclosed off, or there are obstacles there, the filibuster and GOP state governors. So they're just going to pressure corporations to screw all of us over. And we need to fight back. Here's screenshot number one. Mr. Bastian, who's one of the CEOs here, I think he's the Delta guy, has plenty of company in the C-suites. Some 72 black executives, including the CEO of Merck, I got a question for him in a minute, and a former CEO of American Express, signed an open letter calling on corporate colleagues to fight undemocratic and un-American GOP efforts across the states to, quote, assault the fundamental tenets of our democracy. Coca-Cola, Microsoft, and Apple chimed in, and dozens more are readying outrage press releases. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to give these companies the double-barreled middle finger. They are talking about the Georgia voter integrity law. They know zero, nothing about. It is all lies. These companies can't stand you. I strongly encourage you to put these people on your do not buy list. You don't believe me? Here is the CEO of the sugar water specialists at Coke. Never drink their garbage anyway. But here is the CEO of Coke on, was it CNBC? Talking about how he's going to fight publicly against this Georgia law, which expands, you hear me, leftists? Expands the ability to vote and just makes it harder to cheat. Here's the CEO of Coke saying, no, they don't like that. I guess they want it, what? They want it easier to cheat? Check this out.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, let me be crystal clear and unequivocal. This legislation is unacceptable. It is a step backwards, and it does not promote principles we have stood for in Georgia around broad access to voting, around voter convenience, about ensuring election integrity. And this is frankly just a step backwards. We've spent many decades promoting within Georgia a better society and a better environment for business, and this is a step backwards. And we're very clear on that, and our position remains the same. This legislation is wrong and needs to be remedied, and we will continue to advocate for it, both in private and now even more clearly in public.
Man, what would we do without the CEO of Coca-Cola? I mean, gosh, the CEO of Coca-Cola, he knows so much about legislation to enforce voter integrity measures. He's a real expert. Apparently, they're not even experts on Coke. Remember the new Coke debacle, Joe? You remember that? Remember
yeah,
new Coke? They
sure
weren't
do.
Even experts on Coca-Cola. And now we're supposed to take the CEO of Coke's word on voter integrity legislation in Georgia because they're so good at this. But that's not it. Remember what I told you we're going to talk about today? Option three for the Democrats to attack your freedom and liberty. Use the pandemic to go after people. And secondly, use corporate pressure. The Democrats are loving this because corporations are full of stupid people in the boardroom. Wall Street Journal, back to Kim Strassel's piece. Quote, Nancy Pelosi couldn't be more thrilled. Democrats and the activist left have long honed their techniques for intimidating corporations. They successfully pressured companies into withdrawing contributions from free market groups, into embracing a climate change agenda, and into refraining from political contributions, into adopting new social media investment criteria as well. Folks, listen, Republicans out there, it's time to dump these big business folks. It's time to get away from purchasing from Amazon, support local businesses, stop buying Coke. You understand we are, listen to what I said yesterday on the show with the seven segments from the KGB defector Yuri Bezmenov talking about the destruction of the United States from the inside out. These companies are populated by morons, by useful idiots sitting in boardrooms contributing to the political division of America instead of doing what they supposedly do best, selling sugar water in Coke's case. Just stop buying their stuff. Stop buying their stuff. I understand you're not going to be able to boycott everyone at the same time. I get it. It's hard for us to. There are certain contracts we can't even get out of. But we do our best, and you should too. Pick one or two. You don't have to do all of them. No one's asking you to bear that entire burden. But take a few of them. Major League Baseball wants to pull out of Atlanta, and they decide because of the Georgia voter integrity legislation. You should never buy another piece of goods, anything at all, a ticket, a jersey, nothing that has the MLB insignia on it. Pick a local independently. Go to their games instead. Folks, the fight is here. The fight's now. There's no more ducking it. No more.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their materials. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. As we grow our landscape lineup, we invite you to come see what we have done to bring you a high-quality selection for all your projects. Take advantage of our ever-growing selection of small rental equipment to help transform your yard, like a track machine trencher, rototillers, sod cutters, fiber plates, sod rollers, and so much more. Get the lawn you want this year using our Bolero Plus Sod by Delta Bluegrass and pair that with our Jumpstart Fertilizer to give it the boost it needs to thrive. Lauk's Landscape Supply is home of the UCAR Concrete, where we have a large fleet of concrete trailers to help get the job done right and on time. Call and reserve yours today at 378-2220. You pick up or we deliver, where no load is too big or too small at Lauk's Landscape Supply. We have several different size trucks to accommodate your needs with fast and efficient delivery to your job site. We have a dedicated staff ready to walk you through your next project, so just give us a call at 378-2220. Check us out on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or just come see us 7 days a week at the intersection of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road, and tell your friends.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good.
Dan Bongino.
So I saw this interview pop this morning. I mean, this Hunter Biden. Does this guy have any dignity left? He goes on this, morning show or something. I saw this popping on social media. And the laptop story is up again. Just play this cut on the other side. It's come back and I'll explain to you how ridiculously stupid this is. Check this out.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that's...
I really don't know what the answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
I don't even know what to say to this. So you know the story, right? Hunter Biden, disgraced son of now President Joe Biden. He drops his laptop off at a laptop store. On there are a variety of suspicious emails indicating that he was taking payoffs from foreign governments and some emails indicating that he was passing money up to the big guy, believed to be his father, according to multiple people involved in the deal. His father is now the president, taking allegations he's taking payoffs from foreign governments, enemies of the United States. Also on the laptop, absolutely disgusting images from what I'm hearing. And again, I've said this to you, a lot of you people are asking me, Dan, why didn't you talk about the Hunter laptop story? You teased that something was coming. I did, because a trusted source of mine apparently has seen the images on the laptop. I have not. What this person has told me is that they are disgusting. Apparently Hannity's seen them too, because he mentioned it the other night when I was on the show. The images I'm hearing are horrendous. Now, what's particularly grotesque about that short sound video clip we just played is Hunter Biden's like, well, could it be my laptop? Oh, I don't know. We have the receipt. I took notes on this receipt. That's why I had a black stuff out. This is the Hunter Biden receipt. This is the receipt. Bill to Hunter Biden from the Mac shop. Signed by Hunter Biden. How many times do we have to give the analogy of the Austin Powers movie? Remember Austin Powers with the Australian penis pump, when he wakes up and they're giving him back his property? And they're like, Mr. Powers, turning you back your property. Here is an Australian penis pump. He's like, that's not mine, baby. And they're like, one receipt for Australian penis pump signed by Austin Powers. He's like, baby, that's not mine. And then the third part, one video, how to use Australian penis pump by Austin Powers. He's like, baby, that's not my thing. It's a receipt. Look, it's a receipt signed by Hunter Biden. Look, Hunter Biden, bill to Hunter Biden for the laptop. Where is the media on this? Just show him the receipt. Are you guys ever interested at all in doing actual journalisming? Just show him the receipt. Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden's signature for laptop. Do we need a video? How to use my laptop by Hunter Biden. That's not mine, baby. Just show him the receipt. Why are they hiding this laptop? Because again, what I'm hearing from a source is it is beyond horrendous, the imagery on that laptop. I'm waiting just like you are. I'm not hiding anything from you. That's all I have. But the source is pretty darn good and has never steered me wrong. Now, Hunter Biden needs an out, because when the imagery on the laptop goes public, he's just going to say, that's not mine, baby, even though we have the receipt of his signature dropping off the same laptop. So, of course, NPR, which it's absolutely hilarious we fund these idiots. Here's an article on NPR by Ron Elving, who should never write again, ever, after humiliating himself. So Hunter Biden has a book out. Beautiful things. Well, not what I'm hearing is on the laptop. That's not so beautiful. Hunter Biden's memoir, Beautiful Things, seeks to tell just where he's been. After these pictures, I don't want to know where he's been, and you shouldn't either. So Ron Elving writes this review, and incredibly, look at what he writes, just blatantly running with misinformation. He says in his piece at NPR, the laptop story was discredited by U.S. intelligence and independent investigations by news organizations. He just made that up. This is your tax dollars funding an operation by a guy who just made that up. So when conservatives saw that and started highlighting it, notice NPR had to run a little correction. A previous version of the story said U.S. intelligence had discredited the laptop story. U.S. intelligence officials have not made a statement to that effect. Worst correction ever. We have the receipt, dude. Are you, oh my gosh, are you people blind? Ron Elving, are you this stupid? There's an FBI case opened right now about the laptop. We have the receipt with Hunter's signature. Thank God for the Washington Examiner. Story will be in the newsletter today. Washington Examiner, is this Beckett Adams who wrote this? NPR promotes flat-out falsehood regarding the Hunter Biden laptop story. Here's screenshot number one. The feds have already confirmed this, folks. Quote, federal law enforcement officials and other government officials have confirmed the authenticity of the documents reportedly retrieved from the laptop. Does someone want to tell Ron Elving from NPR? Anyone? Gee, can you get him on the phone? Someone? Anyone? Paula? Get him on the phone, Paula. Does someone want to tell Ron that? Screenshot number two from the Washington Examiner piece. Again, be in the newsletter today. Hunter Biden revealed later in December 2020 that he's under federal investigation. The FBI, the IRS, and federal prosecutors in Delaware are reviewing his overseas business activities for possible tax and money laundering violations. You know why the media makes me want to retch every single day of my life? Folks, we had the FBI case number listed on the receipt they took from the laptop store owner that had Hunter's laptop. We had the FBI case number before the election. I did a show on it telling you if there's an FBI case number, it means they opened a case, which means they probably authenticated the material. And everybody ignored it because the media had a cover for their God, their new Messiah, Joe Biden. It's really gross. Now, I mean, saying the media's in the tank for the left is the most self, it's not even a show material anymore. But rarely do the media come out and admit that they're in the tank for the left. Well, someone came out and finally said, again, the quiet part out loud. Notice the theme today, the quiet part out loud. Dr. Leanna Wen in the beginning says the quiet part out loud about why we really have government shutdowns right now. Here's Lester Holt from NBC talking about his view of journalism, how they don't need to be fair anymore because, don't worry, folks, they know the truth. Despite the fact that when we had the truth, there's an FBI case number about Hunter, they totally avoided the truth. But here's Lester Holt talking about basically why the media is in the tank for the left. Check this out.
The unprecedented attacks on the press in this period, I'm sure.
is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Was the fact that the FBI had a case number, and so did the media, on the Hunter Biden laptop before the election. But not only did you not hear that fact from Lester and his pals, the New York Post ran a story on it and got banned from Twitter. You know what was also a fact that I'm assuming Lester and his buddies at NBC knew all along? That Christopher Steele, during the Trump presidency at least, was working for the Democrat Party, and they still promoted the pee-pee tape. And the collusion hoax. That was a fact, too. Kind of like where the sun rises and sets. Rises east, sets west. We didn't hear much about that from Lester. These people are clowns. And the fact that they do what they do under the guise of they're doing it for your public good is almost tragically hilarious. That Lester, whose network has lied to you repeatedly and hid information to obscure the truth, now is running as some kind of Knight of the Round Table for Truth and Freedom is just absolutely hilarious.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Albert Pujols, first baseman for the Los Angeles Angels.
And I'm Deidre Pujols.
And we made it our mission to strike out slavery.
Did you know that millions of people, many who are in vulnerable populations, are caught in this nightmare of violence, fraud, and coercion? And during a crisis like the pandemic, even more innocent people are at risk of falling victim to human trafficking.
Sometimes we all take true freedom for granted. Freedom to live our life.
The freedom to pursue our dreams.
The freedom to watch and play baseball.
But for far too many, basic freedom has been torn away, often violently and often targeting those most vulnerable among us.
That's why we made it our mission to strike out slavery.
And we're sending out an SOS, because freedom is worth fighting for.
Join us. Join baseball fans. Join the fight against human trafficking. Go to StrikeOutSlavery.com.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Daisy sheds like crazy. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DINOVITE.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them.
Dynavite is a life changer.
Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Now on the Dan Bongino Show. I hate to play this cut again, but it's worth it. Here is one cut we played from yesterday's show, which, thank you for the feedback, was tremendous, talking about the plot to destroy the United States from the inside out. But here's this, a replay of one segment of the interview with Yuri Bezmenov, a KGB defector, where he talks about how Marxists knew they could destroy the United States from the inside out. And by doing so, they wanted to make people immune to facts. And they are immune to facts. There's nothing you can tell them, Lester Holt and others, to see the truth, while they think they're telling you the truth. Check this out.
The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled, because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
You can show Lester the Hunter Biden laptop, FBI receipts paying Christopher Steele, receipts from a Clinton-paid law firm to Christopher Steele. It doesn't matter. None of it will ever get through. Lester's got a narrative. Lester thinks he's at the tip of the spear for truth and freedom. There's nothing you can tell him to get him to change his mind, because the population's been entirely demoralized and crushed from the inside out on grotesque misinformation campaigns. All right, let me get to one last story. And just one quick note. My friend Steve Dace has a really awesome book out. You haven't read a lot of books, and I've been tied up in contracts and preparation for my show. But I got through this one fast. This is a one-day job. Fauci and Bargain by Steve Dace. And you want to talk about a book that just breaks down the Fauci issue in America and the misinformation campaign we've been subjected to by many, then the bureaucracy. Check this book out, Fauci and Bargain by Steve Dace and Todd Erzin. I think it's number one in the bookstores right now, and it's for a reason. Really, really good book, Fauci and Bargain. Check this out. This is an eye-opener. Very good. Well done, Steve Dace. All right, my last story. Ladies and gentlemen, Amnesty is back. It's back. Amnesty's back. I didn't hear anything. You're hearing it now. This is a must-read article in my newsletter today. Again, Bongino.com/newsletter. Washington Examiner. You may not have heard about this, but border crossers, illegally, by the way, are getting one-year renewable amnesty and a Social Security card. Really? Paul Bedard, Washington Examiner. Oh, yeah, really. I'll be filling in for Jesse Waters this weekend on his show. I'll be talking to Tom Homan about exactly this. So what's happening here? Maybe we should ask our legislators about this. DHS is providing many of these immigrants with an administrative document titled an Order of Release on Recognizance. Get a load of this. It grants them the legal right to be present inside the United States. You might be thinking to yourself, a law passed? Some amnesty law? No, no, no law. According to two such documents that immigrants on the buses agreed to share with the writer. These require the immigrants to self-report to a deportation officer in their destination cities by a specific date provided. I'm sure they're all going to do that. Here's another one. You ever heard of this interim notice authorizing parole? I hadn't either. I'll ask Tom Homan about it this weekend. One Nicaraguan migrant showed a CIS, a DHS document titled Interim Notice Authorizing Parole, which grants him a renewable one-year term to live legally inside the country. Amnesty's back. Thank Joe Biden. He didn't even need to pass it by law. Joe Biden, I guess, just waved his magic wand. Now we've got hundreds of thousands of people coming into the country getting de facto amnesty. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. It is Good Friday, happy Easter. I will not see you on Sunday. I will see you on Monday. We will be back with the show. Just a few asks, please. Subscribe to my Rumble account, rumble.com/Bongino. I would really appreciate it. It is free. It is the video version of our show. We are trying to escape from the big tech disaster and start our own thing, and it's been going quite well. And secondly, May 24th, my new radio show starts on radio stations around the country. If you want to hear it on yours, contact your radio station, tweet to them, parlay to them, call them, email them, tell them you want to hear the Dan Bongino show. We'd really appreciate it. It'd mean a lot to us. Have a great weekend. See you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. All eyes on the state of Iowa, where Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law, sending shockwaves through a lot of Democrats, but it has conservative America claiming a huge victory. The law will make handgun carry permits and background checks on unlicensed sales optional in the state. It gets underway July 1st. In Washington, one Capitol police officer is dead when a man rammed a car into two officers at a barricade near the Capitol. Police identified the slain officer as William Evans, an 18-year veteran.
This has been an extremely difficult time for U.S. Capitol Police after the events of January 6th and now the events that have occurred here today. So I ask that you keep our U.S. Capitol Police family and your thoughts and prayers.
Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman. Also at townhall.com, human rights groups in Russia have published a report on the conflict in Syria, which condemns Moscow's role in alleged war crimes in support of President Bashar al-Assad.
Running to 200 pages, this is the first major report into Syria's 10-year civil war by Russian rights groups. It documents the terrible effects on civilians. Russia has sent tens of thousands of troops to Syria in the 6 years since it moved in to back struggling government forces. The report's authors say the vast majority of refugees they spoke to do not see Russia as a savior, but as a destructive foreign force that helped Bashar al-Assad survive. It's a stark counterweight to the official Russian narrative, which casts the struggle as one between a legitimate government and terrorists.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
What a bonus from a Texas restaurant chain.
Lone Star Burger icon Whataburger is thanking employees who worked through the pandemic and the recent icy weather with over $90 million in bonuses. And if that weren't enough, the company's also showing gratitude to the 46,000 workers for their extraordinary service this year that helps set company performance records. They're going to give them extra mile bonuses, emergency pay, and a doubling of their 401k plan matching for 2020. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened a probe into problems with Volkswagen vehicles, including one that alleges very serious gasoline leaks under the hood. Details covering nearly 215,000 vehicles posted Friday involves 190,000 VW Atlas SUVs from 2018 through 2020. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The FDA is authorizing changes to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine that will provide extra doses from each vial.
The FDA says it has approved new vials from Moderna that can contain up to 15 doses each, compared to the original vials designed to hold 10 doses. And regulators say providers can safely extract up to 11 doses from the 10-dose vials. The changes will bolster supplies and speed vaccinations as the U.S. nears 100 million inoculations against COVID-19. President Biden has vowed to provide enough shots to vaccinate all U.S. adults by late May. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And the CDC has updated its guidance to say fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without getting a COVID-19 test or going into quarantine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
John Adams said, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." As more Americans are identifying as atheists or no religious affiliation, it is not surprising that our morals and religious restraints have eroded from our founding Judeo-Christian principles.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
It's almost laughable. It's almost herniatingly funny. Oh my goodness, she said the quiet part loud. Michael Pelkin for Chris Plant. It's a Friday on the Chris Plant Show, and I am thrilled to be here. I was standing here watching that with my jaw dropped, saying, oh dear Lord. That's really what's going on. And as Dr. Fauci and his crew get ready to move the goalposts, the CDC director came out and said something that we'll get into as well. Anyway, welcome to Friday. It is Friday on the Chris Plant Show. Many, 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 many things to talk about. Some of them really important, like the apparent plot to keep us all beholding to Fauci and the Democrats for our freedoms. No, they were given to us by God, guaranteed in the Constitution. They're all there. You can look it up. If you dare read it, you don't read the bills. Why would you read the Constitution? Oh, my goodness. Today, on this Good Friday, and if you are preparing to celebrate Easter, I hope you are. I know a lot of our friends just finished Passover. This is kind of Eastover week, where Easter and Passover merge. But Good Friday, and also the anniversary, was on this date in 2005 that Pope John Paul II passed away. And he was my favorite pope of my lifetime, probably because I got to see him in Rome on Christmas Eve. So Good Friday has a special meaning to me, especially on this date when we remember the passing of Pope John Paul II. As I said, there is a mountain of stuff to deal with today in terms of news and questions about what in the heck is going on in the minds of the people that are running this country. We have an update on the Derek Chauvin trial, which yesterday had some interesting twists and turns. The economy added 916,000 jobs, which is a good thing. That's the most jobs that have been added since, I think it was August. And while we had an increase in unemployment filings yesterday, it's good to see people going back to work. I have friends who run restaurants in New York who say it's really hard finding people to come to work because they've gotten used to being paid more than what we were paying for. They get unemployment that exceeds the money that they would make working a 40-hour work week. So maybe that'll force, maybe that's the plan here, is to force minimum wage up by pushing those unemployment payments so high. We'll dive into that. Of course, there is news about the attempts to squeeze Georgia and its election law. The new election law has sparked, as we were talking yesterday briefly about it, talks of boycotts, and yesterday Joe Biden came out in favor of boycotting or moving the All-Star game out of Georgia this summer, because that would teach him, wouldn't it? And Biden has doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down on his statements about the Georgia law, which earned four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. When you get four Pinocchios from the Washington Post and you're a Democrat, you're doing something wrong. So the Biden administration probably trying to figure out how they can weasel around this. But yesterday, Jen Psaki, the press secretary, was doubling down on Biden's questions too, on Biden's statements too. She's still supporting it while never really answering a question. That's one of the things Jen Psaki really bothers me, the way she handles that. And we'll get into what she and Peter Ducey got into yesterday as well. But Jen Psaki doubling down on Biden's four Pinocchios.
It gives options to expand it, right? But it's standardized it at five. It also makes it so that outside groups can't provide water or food to people in line, right? It makes it more difficult to absentee vote. Are those things all correct? So no, our tone is not changing.
Well, it should change because you're wrong on so much of what you talk about. And they're kind of latching on to this food thing, this food and water statement, which has limits in terms of how close you can get to prevent electioneering. It's really what it's about, but they are now taking this opportunity and trying to twist it into a non-humanitarian situation. So Joe Biden is pushing for the removal of the All-Star game from Georgia. I hear the Masters is going to be subject to some protesting. They've tried to protest the Masters before. I'm still surprised we're allowed to call it the Masters, right? Because, you know, Master, it's kind of related to slavery, and it's in Georgia. Maybe we should not allow the Masters to be played until they change the name. Just amazing. Just amazing. The phones are open all day today because we're going to want to talk about some woke Olympics awards. If you haven't heard these before, we give gold medals, actually fool's gold medals, to people or companies that are so woke that they're doing really stupid things. And there are many out there. You can nominate somebody and you can explain your nomination at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Victor is on the phone already from Silver Spring, Maryland. Hello, Victor. Welcome to the Chris Blant Show.
Thank you. I wanted to sound off on this photo ID that some people are really complaining about. I'm blind, and if I can get one, why the heck can't other people get a photo ID? All you do is go to the motor vehicle place and request one. I'd get my sighted friends or my fiance to take me to renew it. I mean, I don't understand what the big deal is. And also, I wanted to do a little demonstration what it would sound like if I played the victim card and start complaining about all everything you sighted people have done to the blind since the beginning of time. Oh, like making me work in a sheltered workshop, for example, or when I go out to eat, the waitress will say, well, what will he have? Well, my fiance takes care of that. And she says, I don't know. Why don't you ask him? You know, that type of thing. But I don't play the victim card like some of these people do. And it really irks me. You know, I sometimes do get envious, you know, because I can't drive a car or I have to figure out how to get from point A to point B, what bus to take and all that. But, you know, I was dealt the card. I was born 74 years ago today, weighed a pound and a half.
Wow.
And I've had to deal with this all my life. You know, my father told me, you're going to be discriminated against, which I have. People are going to call you names, which I have. And I just had to take it. And I think,
Victor,
I'm better for that.
Victor, a couple of things here. Number one, happy birthday, brother. You know, you've made it another revolution, and you're about to kick off a big one here, a big anniversary. That's great. And your attitude is so encouraging, especially on a Friday. We need positive attitude to get into the weekend, and I appreciate it. And, you know, you're not playing the victim card. But if you were Democrat, Victor, do you think we would owe you reparations for the decades of abuse that we heaped upon you for being vision impaired?
Hey, black person, I should go ahead of you. I'm blind, and everybody sits on the blind.
Well, I'm sorry that you don't have the opportunity to drive. There are many sighted people that I know who are incapable of driving, and they still get behind the wheel of a car, and we are all less safe because of that. But you're right about the people that are complaining. And I was just going through a list of some of the things where you need a valid ID, and driving is one of them. Getting on a plane, of course, buying a car, registering a car, renting a car, buying insurance, buying train. You have to have a photo ID, which makes me wonder, because, you know, Chris and I have both gotten the first shot. I got my first shot a week ago today of the Pfizer vaccine, and I think Chris said he got his on Palm Sunday. And you have to show a photo ID to get vaccinated. It's required. You can't rent a car or an apartment or a ditch-digging tool without having a photo ID. But how dare you say that asking for a photo ID from someone in order to make sure they can vote, how dare you say that's racist? It's not racist. And it goes back to what Joe Biden said. The problem with getting the ID, Joe Biden said, was the same thing as the problem with getting the vaccination, signing up for the vaccination. A lot of the people of color don't have the access to the internets or know how to get online. No, that's not really true. You can walk around the grocery store and watch people checking out in the self-checkout, or go to any ATM. People know how to use the digital machines. Maybe Joe doesn't. I don't think we've ever seen him using a computer, have we? I know there were a couple attempts during the campaign. But this demonization of strengthening voting in states like Georgia, and now Texas, by the way, Texas is under fire. American Airlines, based in Dallas, is telling Texas that their voting rights bill is unacceptable and is voter suppression. And then the CEO apparently admitted he hadn't read the bill, so he's just reading what's being given to him. Kind of like Joe Biden yesterday when he opened up his first cabinet meeting and he brought in the binder. Once again, out came the binder, and Joe read the entire opening of the cabinet meeting from the binder. I want to know who puts the binder together. Shouldn't we know who are the binder czars in the White House? Wouldn't that be something we need to be aware of? Anyway, the situation with the voter rules and the voter law in Georgia that has come out, it's actually expanding voting in Georgia. It is making the drop boxes legal, which they were not before. And so it's legitimizing the drop box voting, and people are upset about it. I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense. That's actually crazy. That's a sign of craziness. Are we allowed to say crazy? I have a question on the word of the people who live in Alaska, too. So remind me of that later, Michael. We'll talk about that. You know, the native indigenous people in Alaska, there's a word that begins with an E and ends in M-O-S. I don't know if we're allowed to say it, but a Democrat said it, and I think they might have to be canceled. But this situation with Georgia and the attempts to create boycotts of Georgia, we mentioned it yesterday as the show was going off the air, as we were ending the program. Georgia. CNN has a huge headquarters in Georgia. Will they be leaving Georgia if this voting law is not changed? We'll get into this. Looks like this has lit up a lot. There's a COVID passport discussion on hold, voter ID on hold, and we'll get the opinion of an African-American about all of this, even though he says he doesn't know one. Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
Have you seen what's happening in the stock market? Record highs every day. For how long can this possibly go on? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubble burst. Now is the time to act. Protect your savings and retirement by putting them into something safe, like real gold and silver. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't wait. You never know when the bubble's going to burst. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Today on Hey Culligan, cleaner, safer drinking water. We got Chris in Cleveland.
Hey Culligan, I have a water pitcher. Is that safe?
Basic water pitchers are, let's say, passable, but a Culligan reverse osmosis system can do way more and help reduce lead, arsenic, something called pesticide runoff.
Hey Culligan?
Yeah, Chris?
I'll take one of those reverse
osmosis to get the mostest out of your drinking water. Chris, we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of 5-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
It's Friday, Good Friday. Welcome to it. Michael Pelka is sitting in for my buddy Chris Plant on the Chris Plant Show. And things are lighting up quickly here. And I'm happy they are. So many of you jumping on the phone early today. Robert is joining us from Clinton, Maryland. Robert, welcome to the Chris Plant Show. Hey, you may dance away as the music is very inspiring today, but we'd love to talk to you about your question.
Happy Easter.
Thank you, sir.
You notice here that the Republicans passed a voting bill in Georgia, and the Democrats have got three lawsuits on that thing within a week. But here the Democrats change all the rules in the election, and the Republicans sit back on their hands for 4 months after the election until they finally decide to do something. This is why the Republican Party continues to get their butt kicked all over the country, because they just don't know what to do with it. But the reason I called today is about this COVID passport.
Okay.
You know, they want to give us a license, a document of some type, a wristband or a tattoo to say we've been vaccinated. But it's funny, a woman has a choice to abort a baby up to 9 months of her pregnancy. The woman has freedom to choose to do with what she wants to do with her body. But now they're telling me I don't have a freedom of choice not to take this damn shot. If that ain't communism, people, I don't know what we're looking at here.
Yeah, we're apparently taking all of our guidance from China and their social credit scoring. And that's Robert, I understand your anger about that. But I want to correct one thing Robert said. Yes, the Republicans could have done more in the lead up to the election to stem the tide of what the Democrats had planned for all this pandemic-related voting. But we still kick some serious tail in the House of Representatives. We narrowed the majority, virtually beat every contested Democrat race in the House, and Pelosi and her cohorts are freaking out. So we're not exactly dead in the water. We screwed up in the Senate. Yes, we should have won the Senate, but there are many reasons for that. So I'm not exactly with you on that. But yeah, it should be your choice. And I'm not a fan of COVID passports or the Biden mark of the beast, whatever they're calling it. Patrick in Belleville, Maryland is joining us. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the program. Oh, Patrick went away. Then we'll never know what he had to say. But Jay is with us in Woodbridge. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show with Opelka.
How are you, sir?
Hello, I'm good.
African American.
Okay.
I'm African American. I live in Columbus, Georgia. I live in Fort Benning, Georgia. I live in Albany, Georgia. I have family members adopting. I have family members that are drug addicts. I have never met one. And my father is a school teacher, and my mother works for the social service department. She's never met one black person who don't have an ID. Every time the Democratic Party wants to push their political agenda, they always use black people to do it, like we mindless idiots, like we don't have enough sense to get ID. And the sad thing about it is a lot of people believe that. Even if you say so many black people on welfare, they still have to cash the check. You got to have an ID. It's no such thing. It's a myth. We sit in the barbershop and we laugh at stuff like this, that black people don't have IDs. That is ridiculous. I don't care if you live in Atlanta, Georgia, or live far back in the woods in Conceited, Georgia. Everybody has an ID. That's nonsense.
Jay?
Democrat. Uh-huh.
You speak the truth, my friend. Unvarnished truth that is so important, and I'm glad you shared it here and shared it beautifully. We thank you for the clarity, and we hope your message will translate to other members of the community who might be carrying water for the Democrats. Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant. Join us, 888-630-9625. It's the Chris Plant Show on Good Friday.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Turtle Bay's spring plant sale coming up on Saturday, April 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices, California native and climate acclimated plants from all around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Is that Jill Biden singing in Spanish? I'm just wondering. I'm not sure. Michael Pelka here in for Chris Plant on a Friday. Good Friday. Leading up to Easter Sunday. I hope you and yours are having a great Holy Week. And if you are a member of the tribe, as they say, I hope your Passover last week was great. We have much to get to today. Many clips that are entertaining, many topics that I think are also interesting and worth discussing with you. And I'm also looking for Woke Olympics nominations. Woke Olympics. We give Woke Olympics gold medals to people or companies who do things that are ridiculously woke and that are really just pandering and virtue signaling and other things like that. So if you have a nomination, or if you want to join in the conversation, 888-630-9625. We led off with Georgia and the voting laws. And, you know, it's just so racist to ask people for an ID. It's just so wrong. You know, it's just terrible. Tony's on the phone from Wilmington, North Carolina. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show with Opelka.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm having a good Friday. How about you?
Me too. You know, I've been listening to the show, and I'm listening to these callers, and, you know, the real issue is that people just don't want to show their IDs. Everybody has ID. Everybody needs an ID to get through life. But when they get to the polls, they're so afraid because a lot of them, and this is not to be racist, but a lot of minorities have warrants and things out that they're worried about. So they don't want to show their ID when they get to the polls because they're fearful that there may be repercussions to that. And the Democrats know that. That's why they don't want this voter law where you have to show ID. Because people won't show up to the polls and vote Democratic because they have fear.
Tony, this is the first time I've heard this theory. And I honestly have never heard the theory that people are afraid to show an ID at a polling place because they're afraid that they might have a warrant outstanding. I think if that happened, if anybody went to vote, displayed an ID, and then was arrested on an outstanding warrant, that would cause a massive outcry and protest and across many demographics. And as far as a voter ID, an ID that everybody has, I don't know if you guys have experienced the same thing I have. Most of us have a smartphone, right? I think so. Most of us carry a smartphone everywhere we go. And when I get in my car on Saturday morning or Sunday morning to go off to the golf course, my phone instantly knows I'm in the car somehow because it connects to the car automatically. The Bluetooth connects. And on my screen pops up Sunday mornings and Saturday mornings that I am 12 miles from the golf course. Do I want to know the fastest route? So these machines are already identifying who we are and where we are. We all need to calm down a little bit about the whole ID thing. I'm just saying, we're being tracked. If you have a cell phone, everyone knows where you are. Do you not watch the murder shows? They use the cell phone towers to track people. And that's how they catch him. Rick is on the phone, also in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I hope you are. I think the Republicans should adopt the platform for the next election as their major Republican platform because of all this voter fraud and all this stuff. I think the Republicans should adopt the platform that's whatever background checks, mental evaluations, and ID requirements that the Democrats want for gun purchase should be identically applied to voting. No matter what they want, okay, you can have that. Let's apply the exact same thing to voting, because if it's good, and our tagline should be, if it's good for one constitutional right, it's good for the other.
That's a very good idea.
And just say, hey, that's what we need to do.
That's a very good idea. The Second Amendment guaranteed in the Constitution, and the right to vote also guaranteed in the Constitution, not in the Bill of Rights, but in the Constitution, that everybody's allowed to vote over the age of your majority, over 18. But if you have to have a mental evaluation and or a complete background check to vote or to purchase a firearm, you think it's a good idea to vote. Wow, that would be, you know, that's not going to happen, though, Rick. That'll never get through. I'm guessing because there are a few members of Congress who might have felony convictions in their past. Could they? Might they? Although, lately we've seen those felony convictions eliminated. Speaking of guns, Lindsey Graham has just been superb lately when talking about the Second Amendment. And I saw Lindsey Graham said yesterday that his whole rationale for owning an AR-15 was rooted in Hurricane Katrina and what happened in the area after Hurricane Katrina, in the aftermath, and the right to protect yourself should always be allowed to exist. I love me some Lindsey Graham. He doesn't always hit all the bases, but I really appreciate him. Lee is on the phone from Lovettsville, Virginia. Hello, Lee. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show with Michael Pelka.
Hello, yes. My statement was about the word woke, W-O-K-E.
Yes, ma'am.
See, the real definition of that is without knowing enough. You see, these children that Rush used to call them with heads full of mush have gone into the schools, and they have come out, and they don't know anything. And woke is really without knowing enough. They have canceled. They have created the cancel society. And I was so offended at the cancel society. So I canceled it. Because it was created by individuals, and individual can cancel it. You don't have to go along with it. But woke, the real definition is without knowing enough.
And I like that.
These children, they're just like all children when they get out of school. They know more than anybody else. They know more than their parents. They know more than the teachers now. They know more than anybody that's out there, because they're here. This is a new generation. Without knowing enough, they have created these horrible conditions. The woke generation is really without knowing enough.
I'm appreciative of that. I want to share that with everybody. Woke, without knowing enough. And you can share that liberally. Thank you, Lee. I love that. If you want to nominate a company or person. For example, we have an institution that is getting nominated for a woke Olympics gold medal today. It's an Ivy League university, Brown University, whose student body has voted overwhelmingly in giving reparations to anyone involved with the school who is a descendant of slaves. Now, I'm not kidding. This is in a report from the College Fix, also carried on the Daily Wire if you want to see it. Students voted last week in favor of a referendum that offered two questions. Should the school make all possible efforts to identify descendants of enslaved Africans who were entangled with or afflicted by the university and Brown family and their associates, and if those descendants should be paid reparations? Now, how are you going to do that? How are you supposed to do that? Because I'm not a person who rushes out to give my DNA to these companies that will trace your family connections. I haven't done that. One of my brothers has, and I'm not happy about it. But the question passed with 89% approval. And the second question about reparations passed with 85% approval. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be immediately adopting this and reparations will be handed out, but you just have to wonder, what does this fix? What does this serve? So, Brown University, you are getting the first woke Olympics gold medal today. There may be others. I have a few other nominations I would like to make, and I have open door to your nominations for any and all companies or individuals who are so woke that they deserve to be nominated for a woke Olympics gold medal. I didn't hear this one until very early this morning, but it appears that Star Wars, the entire Star Wars franchise, is now woke without enough knowledge, as Lee taught us. That they yesterday, I guess, was some sort of day, you know, because every day has an assignment to it, whether it's today is peanut butter and jelly day, just because. And it happens to fall on Good Friday when Catholics aren't supposed to eat meat, so you can have a PB&J today.
Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut
yeah.
butter jelly time!
That's it. Peanut butter jelly time on peanut butter jelly day. Yeah, there we go. Peanut butter jelly time. I think that was one of the first viral videos on Al Gore's amazing internet. Anyway, today on Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, we are apparently learning that yesterday was some sort of trans recognition day where we were supposed to say, hello, we see all you transgender people. It was Transgender Day of Visibility. That's what it was. And in order to celebrate, using air quotes with my fingers, in order to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility, the Star Wars people announced two trans non-binary Jedi Knights. Yeah, that's pretty woke, isn't it? Two trans non-binary Jedi Knights. I'm sorry, it's they're fictional characters. Why should you care? So the Force Awakens will now be changed to the Force Awokens, I guess we could say that. Excuse me, grammar police, but Star Wars celebrated Transgender Day of Visibility. Does this mean that transgender people are invisible every other day? I know what it means. I know. You don't have to call in and yell at me. I understand. But I'm just a little tired of every day having a special day to it, every day having some ridiculous reason. So for this reason, I'm going to add a second Woke Olympics nomination. Brown University, number one, for their vote, their student body voting on reparations for anyone who's ever had a connection to the university that had a relative or they themselves were enslaved. I don't think there's anyone alive today who had a connection to Brown University who themselves was enslaved, unless it was in one of those horrible countries in the Middle East where they're enslaving people, or maybe even in Mexico where they enslave people and then they take their children and take them up to the fence and throw them over the fence where they know America will take care of them and they can get money from the people they've enslaved. But the nominations today, so far two nominations, Brown University and, of course, the Star Wars people for the two trans non-binary Jedi Knights.
Only a Sith deals in absolutes.
That's true. That's a really good point. So this is a creation of the Siths. It's not. I wonder if there are trans non-binary Siths. Maybe not. Maybe they're fluid. So if the Siths are fluid, then everybody else they deal in absolutes. Everybody else is fluid. I don't want to talk about fluids. Not today. 888-630-9625 is the phone number. Mike Opelka is my name, sitting in for Chris Plant today, trying to get to everything on my list. And I mentioned the border and what's going on the border. yesterday, the video that was shown a bazillion times of the kids, the little toddlers, being slipped over the 14-foot fence and then rescued by the Border Patrol guards. It's heartbreaking, isn't it? You think of 3- and 5-year-olds slipped over a fence. And I instantly wonder, where is Kamala Harris? Because she was assigned to solve the problem. But she still hasn't been to the border. Where is President Biden? He passed it off to Kamala, but he still hasn't been to the border. I wonder where he is today anyway. Maybe he's hiding from Major. We'll get into that. There's some incredible comments from Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz about what's going on at the border, and a remarkable exchange between Peter Ducey and Jen Snarky. All of it coming up with Michael Pelka sitting in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
Earn a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchase by trading up non-contact thermometers. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. Exergen temporal artery thermometers are backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Void fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has amazing prices on the furniture, supplies, and technology you need to upgrade your workspace.
And now at Staples, save $60 on Apple AirPods Pro.
Go wireless, be more productive, and save on Apple AirPods Pro. Now just $189, our lowest price ever.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples.
Ends 4-3-21. Limit 2 in-store only. Curbside available in most stores.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. Just call 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
It is the Chris Plant Show on Good Friday. Mike Opelka is sitting in for my buddy Chris Plant, and I hope you'll hang out with us today. Two more hours and change to go. 888-630-9625 is the number. Before we get back to the topic I teased before the break, as we were talking about Star Wars, we have to ask Yoda. Hey, Yoda, Master Yoda, how many genders are there?
Always two there are. No more, no less.
I love that. I'm glad there's clarity, but do not let the overlords at Star Wars HQ hear that, because they're going to send those two trans non-binary Jedis to come get you. And they will find you. I mentioned the border yesterday and the horrific situation that we saw with the children, tiny children, toddlers, brought up to the fence, carried to the top and lowered. And the videos captured by one of our Border Patrol guards, agents, the remarkable men and women who actually try and protect our southern border. And it is heartbreaking. It's, you just think of what these kids went through. And It's absolutely insane and infuriating at the same time. And Jim Jordan's clarity on it, I wish this could be played at loud volumes throughout the White House. This was Congressman Jim Jordan yesterday on the crazy left and how they're dealing with the border.
This is how crazy today's left is. Think about this. Today, you cannot get into your capital, but anybody and everybody can get into your country. It is not a crisis on the border. It is chaos on the border. And it's chaos because they undid the three key policies. The remain in Mexico while you're being processed. They undid that. They said no more deportation, moratorium on that. And they announced to the world, we will not finish the wall. Those three things changed everything. And you get this terrible situation that is causing harm to kids and women and all kinds of people on the border, because that's the Biden administration. That is how ridiculous, that is how crazy today's left is.
Very accurate. Each line of that is completely accurate. Thank you, Jim Jordan. I respect you, and I appreciate all of your clarity and your passion on this. It has almost as much clarity and passion as Ted Cruz, who talks about the border and knows exactly where the blame belongs. And I'm not blame-storming. I'm just giving you the accurate stuff here from Senator Cruz.
The numbers are through the roof, and as you mentioned a minute ago, it is the direct result of decisions Joe Biden made in his very first week as president.
Yep. Very first week, sent out the Biden signal, like the bat signal, to hit the border. Ted Cruz continued.
Biden and Kamala, neither one of them wants responsibility for this. They can't fix it.
therein lies some really solid truth. Biden and Kamala, neither one of them wants this assignment. Joe gave it to Kamala because, A, he knew he couldn't do it, and he gave it to her because he knew it would not be fixable. This is not something you can fix right away. We are hearing there is a discussion that Democrats are going to call for a 90-day moratorium on immigration. 90-day moratorium. So you've spent almost 90 days allowing for this open situation and all these people rushing to the border. And now you're going to say you want a 90-day moratorium? We'll get into that. And there's so much more, plus Woke Olympics. Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.